So how are you, Doc? Are you doing well?
Really good, man. I got to tell you, I did stem cells last Friday.
What?
Nice.
Both my knees and IV. And that was a bizarre experience. Bizarre.
Now, how many stem cells did you have injected?
100 million.
Whoa.
100 million. And this, with our stuff, we're producing it in the lab. They have to walk across the hallway. So there's no transportation issue. There's no nothing. And we grow our own stem cells.
Wow. So
it's literally, and we have a counter that it looks like a microwave, costs $100,000. So it counts the number of stem cells.
Wow.
So when you're getting 100 million, you're getting 100 million.
And amazing.
Oh my God. It's a freaking miracle.
I've heard amazing things by people who've done it.
I did a talk this past Tuesday and I got pictures of swelling of my knee before in the morning, Saturday morning, which you know, they're always swollen. And then in the afternoon, and it's like totally different.
Wow. But stem cells don't work, Dr. B. Everyone knows that. Dr. Fauci told me that. You know, he told me that. Stem cells are just, you know, conspiracy theory. They don't work. Oh, well,
then I shouldn't use them if the Lord Fauci says no. He's been right so far.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you did that. That's great.
It's a trip. It's a trip. We're talking a 40-year-old injury. I fractured my right kneecap in 82. I fractured both tibia in 91, and I didn't start understanding how to regenerate cartilage until the early 2000s.
Wow.
So, but
that's awesome. Man,
I'm super friggin' excited.
Oh man, that's great. That's great. Okay. I think I made you co-host.
Yeah. Yep.
And real quick, just a quick update on Mike. Is he doing, I mean, things are heating up in Europe. How is he doing?
I just talked to him. He's got a sawmill that I gave him for a birthday present, and it hasn't been shipped yet, but it's like in Poland and it should be there. So he's going to be going in the woods, cutting down trees, building it, selling the lumber. I mean, he's already got clients lined up. So
wow. He's going full lumberjack.
Full lumberjack. All
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good. Good.
Yeah. He's doing good. And you know, in World War II, their area, you couldn't bring tanks in. So the public that just abandoned the villages and went up in the mountains and built little stone forts, and you know, they just survived.
Right. Right.
I talked to him just now. He said this morning they took their little 4Runner up and got harvested mountain mushrooms, you know.
Nice.
They had their first frost, so they harvested as many berries that they could find.
Love it.
It's just, I mean, the ultimate guy thing. You know, you're going to go in there, cut down the tree, make the tree into lumber, build the house. I mean, cool.
That's so rad, man. Mike's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
It's the fact he chose me to be his dad, that's like, thank you, God.
That's so cool, right? Totally. Oh, okay. My God. Okay, cool. So I think you're all set up. People can hear you and you can hear everyone else. So that's always good. Okay. Cool, all right, buddy. Doc. Whoops, there we go.
Yep. Okay, good. We're set.
All right. Thanks, Doc. I really appreciate this.
Give Kate and the boys a hug.
I definitely will.
See you, man.
Okay, bye.
Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, my dear. You are number one.
I'm always number one.
In my book, anyway, my dear. Good. What question do you have?
Well, I talked to you a couple months ago, and I had injured my back around June, and you told me to take the white cylinder and put it back there. You said it was going to hurt, and it did. It got to the point where it was too painful, and so I stopped doing it. I ended up going to my doctor for some blood work over the platelet counts because of the teeth being removed and the infection. So just to get it checked. And while I was there, I mentioned my back hurting. And so she sent me over for some x-rays. They took some x-rays and it came back that I had a compression fracture in my T7. And so now I've had pain since June. Have difficulties if I stand for any period of time. Go ahead.
Do you have an armchair?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have two chairs or three chairs. Okay, good. Sit in one, put the backs of the other two chairs on either side. You can put your elbows on, you know, the high part of the chair. Push down with your elbows so your butt lifts off the table or off the seat, just like a fraction of an inch. And that pumping action will make a difference.
I've been doing that with the, I sit in my, I have an office chair and I've been doing this.
I haven't been doing it
from up here, but I've been doing it and just doing that.
Perfect. That's all you need. But put that foam piece behind you when you do that. So that way you're creating a negative pressure on the front.
That's when I do it 20 minutes on, 10 minutes off thing.
Perfect. Yeah. So, on an acute fracture, you might only be able to have that foam piece back there for 5 minutes, and that's totally okay.
I've been able to do 20. I didn't in the beginning, but I've been able to do 20 now.
Oh, bitching. Yeah, because 4 to 6 weeks later, a bone's brand new. On recent fractures, you can actually do a heck of a lot of good work where you're doing a boatload of traction. But to prevent any other fractures, that's going to be your exercise that you're going to brush your teeth and then do that for 4 or 5 minutes. Then do that in the evening when you're, you know, watching videos or reading or something. Yeah, that constant traction will be a difference. And this was back in June. Okay, good. So now you can do a little bit more. Okay. You want to get a towel, roll it up, but not super tight. Okay, so about the same diameter, so it's going to compress down to about half of that. Put it right in between your shoulder blades, because that's right where T7 is. And you're going to lean back. When you lean back, it's going to be incredibly sharp pain. But make sure you have a couple of pillows so your head doesn't go back all the way. And do deep breathing while you're on that. And that deep breathing will increase the intrathecal pressure, and that will help force the fluid back. And then any kind of vibration you can get is going to be ideal if you can find it.
I just started it 2 days ago doing the towel, and I can handle the towel for about just a few minutes.
Perfect.
And I've got a vibration plate, and I've been doing that every day too. So I'm kind of doing everything basically you're saying to do at this point.
Perfect.
So,
yeah. Set it at 30 cycles a second if you can.
Now mine has a low amplitude and a high amplitude. Does it matter which amp? Do you know anything about in terms of amplitude?
Yeah, because you're looking at the force of it. Okay. Amplitude generally is strength. Okay. But frequency is the number of cycles per second. So set it at 30 cycles a second and then as much force as your body can take. I would do 30 cycles a second for the frequency and amplitude as big as you can get.
Okay. Yeah, it only has two. So now you could do low or high amplitude. That's it. So I've been doing it on low. Okay. So you think I should bump it up to high?
Well, we'll see. If it's a vibration like this, okay, fantastic. If it's a vibration like an electric motor, like that, that's not good.
Yeah, no, this one is, I think it's a linear one. I think it goes back and forth. I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. If you go from the low amplitude to the high, if the frequency changes, then keep it on the low.
Okay. Also, there's still like a numbing in there, and it's where it really bothers me is over on the right ribs, right over there. And it gets where it feels like numb, and then it starts to tingle, and then if I stand, and it goes into pain. So is that normal to have like a numbing sensation?
Super, super normal. And then as it heals, it's going to get warm. So you might feel it go from numb to warm, and then it'll be like itchy or tingly. You can also start doing rotation where you turn to the side one time, put your hands on your leg, and use the strength of your arms to torque it one way and torque it the other way. And you'll see the numbness change almost immediately, and do that a bunch of times.
I was doing something similar to that, and that actually at that point, that's when it's really started hurting. So I stopped doing that for the time being, because any slight twisting like that is when it really, really bothered me. Bending over.
Bending over is not good because the front portion of the bone was damaged. That's why extension, where you're bending back, is going to be the key. But that rotation, figure discs get their nutrients through movement. And since it's compressed and the front part of the bone will be broken, not the back half where the nerve comes out. So torquing, twisting, you know, goes up to paint there, beautiful, go up to the side of paint. So one side, you may be able to turn like that, the other a little bit, just keep doing that. Just keep working it. Because we worked with, the worst I've ever seen is 11 fractures in the thoracic. Sure. And there's only 12 bones. Okay, and we're working the day after she broke the bones.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the bones are really pliable. I mean, I've had shattered shoulders that the next day we're putting a weight on to open up that shoulder joint.
Wow.
Okay, and we've been able to avoid surgeries on that. It's pretty aggressive. But yeah, you'll be hunky-dory.
Okay. The other thing is I did get the flex beam. I bought one. And I've been using that on it twice a day.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, my God. Isn't that cool?
It is. I really, really like the thing. I've been using it. You know, they say don't use it too much, but I've been definitely using it on, you know, my hips because I've got the hip issue and then I've got the, you know, this in the spine too. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, the usage on that, you could use it in different areas as much as you want. But what you want to do, because it creates a deep inflammatory response, And that's what we do with our adjustments. We got to cause just enough inflammation to regenerate tissue, too much, and you're delaying the healing of it. That's why it's set on 11-minute cycles per area. And you could do 2 11-minute cycles per day easy per area.
Yeah, that's what I don't go over 2 in one area, and then I move it to another area, and I do something else, so.
Holy shit. Okay, you take the rest of the questions. I'm just going to hang out.
All righty. Well, that sounds good. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
And yep, just move the shit out of it. Because the more movement you get, the better. And I'm talking side. Oh, it hurts that way. Okay. Then go the other way. Then go up to the pain. Then go back. Then turn. And then twist. And just work it out. Kind of like you're working a zit. You know?
Every time I think of this. Okay. All right. That sounds good. And I'll just keep it up and I'll check back in with you in a couple months.
God bless you, my dear.
Thanks
you're
so
amazing.
Much.
Rachel.
Hello. Rachel. How are you? Yep, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, my dear. What's going on?
Two questions, one for my mom and one for me. So my mom's had a lot of pain in her hip going back a number of years, but it's gotten much more excruciating lately. She does have DVT and it is being managed with Coumadin, but these are some of the different words that doctors have told her she has in her hip: a labral tear, a sprain, a thickening of the socket, mild hypertrophic change of lateral acetabulum. I don't know if I'm pronouncing any of that right. Those were all things that she's been told. And it basically, she can walk generally pretty fine if it's level and she's straight. But the second she has to go up or down or left or right, I mean, just excruciating pain.
Yeah. How fast do you want to fix her? How fast do you want to fix her?
As fast as possible. She's my mommy.
She gave you life. You owe her. I know. I'm with you. Okay. So she's got a hip symptom from a structural issue. Have her look at our knee and foot health and our pelvic health video. The deep vein thrombosis means that she doesn't, there's a pump on the back of the leg. Okay. And so she's going to get little block of 4x4 and starts to stretch the calf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got one of those.
Okay. She can also gas pedal her feet. And there's a couple of methods to work the tissue on the inside where the soleus pump is. So if you have the leg sticking out, you know, just straight, on the outside of the leg is a bone called the fibula. On the inside, right next to that hard bone, the tibia, there's going to be a really tender spot for her. And you want to go from the ankle up to the knee on the inside, right next to the bone. And you're going to feel like ridges and things because her deep veins in that muscle aren't working. So when they say deep vein thrombosis, it's not. Blood doesn't clot in the arteries. Blood will clump in the arteries. Okay. And the blood clumps because of low stomach acid. So the red blood cells are supposed to be separate, but when you're under stress, they lose their electronegative charge and they start to clump together. So she has poor stomach acid, so she's not getting good materials. All the joints in her body are hydraulic. So she doesn't have a hip problem. She has a hip symptom. The acetabular tear, which you actually pronounced it right, hon. You did good. Okay. It's a hydraulic joint. Okay. So without the calf working correctly, the hip isn't going to get any fluid to it. If she wants instant hip relief, she's going to put moist heat over the hip, like a hot water bottle with a damp cloth. That'll help. But she has got to. So that's three got to's. Okay. So I'm like really, really, really serious. Okay. A trochanter support. Okay. You get that from Meyer Distributing or just about any, sports place. Like what part of the world do you live in?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yeah. Look at any kind of trochanter support that you could pick up. She's got to get to a chiropractor because she's going to have disc injuries in the low back. And she's got an unstable pelvis and she's got poor biomechanics of the foot and calf. That's where the deep vein thrombosis came from. But
what did it come from?
It came from disc injuries in the low back originally, but she also has poor sleep patterns and she's not going to be regenerating. Is she on blood pressure medications?
Not blood pressure. She is just on Coumadin for the blood clots.
Okay. Did she get the COVID shot?
No, she did not.
Thank God. Thank God. Yes. That's the biggest difference because that clumps the blood together and that's huge. Yeah. So getting the blood thin, and this is going to be like with omega-3s would be good. Water was going to be really good. But she's got to change her sleep patterns because she's not sleeping good. And she's going to say, well, the hip pain wakes her up at night. No, it doesn't. She's got to get nightshade. She's got to look at her sleep videos. Okay. Yeah. But get her to a corrective chiropractor. Have her use the 7 questions to find one. Buddy.
Okay. I can take her to mine. I did because I found a chiropractor near me that was able to implement your protocol for me. And she's been instrumental.
Good God.
9 months. Yeah.
Thank you, God. Okay. This is like finding hen's teeth. Oh my God. To find a chiropractor that'll do this. Yeah. Have him not adjust her pelvis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have him do this bending films of the low back is going to identify disc injuries. And what's weird is about 60% of the time, there's going to be a neck involvement too. So she's going to have loss of curve in her neck. Yeah, and she'll recover fast. Man, just putting the heat on and stabilizing the pelvis, she's going to be able to walk with less pain immediately. But to get the disc injuries corrected, then you're going to allow her to regenerate the tissue. Getting the blood thin by having her sleep at night is going to allow the hydraulic joints to function correctly. Yeah, so this is going to be huge.
Okay, thank you. All right, now a question for me. So I have Lyme and co-infections. I live in a moldy house, and we've been working on it. Like I said, I've been going to a corrective chiropractor since January, and things have definitely gotten a lot better. But I do have some new symptoms. I've got some fluid in my right ear, and I kind of have a constant feeling of just very clogged ears, almost like I'm kind of floating because I also don't hear as well. And I just feel like it's messing up my balance. It makes me very dizzy. So I went to my doctor sent me to physical therapy. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I was doing some exercises where I would have to focus. I would have to kind of bend my neck to look at something far away and then down and kind of be doing this movement up and down, but focusing on something kind of far away and then something close. And we think now it may be more of an issue with the retinas because it takes a few extra seconds to focus on something. And in that time, it definitely increases the dizziness.
Your chiropractor has got to look at the upper cervical. Have him look for an anterior C1 because this is also that anterior C1 or C1 controls the soft palate. The soft palate, if that's not working correctly, then the middle ear starts to fill up with fluid because it can't drain. And that's where you're going to get that stuffiness, but that's also going to help cause balance issues. Now, when the physical therapist gives you that flexion and extension. If you're missing a curve in the neck, I wouldn't do that. Okay.
See that again?
If you're missing a curve in the neck, I wouldn't put your chin down to your chest. I'd only be doing extension from neutral to up. That'll make a difference. Forget about the optic stuff because that's always going to get better.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one last question. I think I talked to Justin a while back about them putting on a course on cannabis on Extreme Health Academy, and I just didn't know if that was in progress or if that's something that could happen. I did just recently get a medical cannabis card for the anxiety and the panic, and I didn't know if you or anyone here is familiar with, like, it's such a brand new world for me. I don't know really any of this. There's a certain strain that would be more helpful than others or anything to avoid.
Yes. Okay. So cannabis is amazing. It's been around for thousands of years. You got cannabinoid receptors inside of your brain. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like you got opioid receptors. So this is why heroin and opioids are really good, because that's your body secretes endorphins, which are similar to opioids. So your body secretes a lot of things that are similar to the plant world. So cannabis is fantastic. Okay. Microdosing psilocybin. Okay. And that's anywhere cannabis is legal. Generally, you can find psilocybin. If not, talk to your local, millennial. Hey, where can I get it? But microdosing psilocybin is freaking amazing. And we're talking, I've got so many patients that we work with in Mexico, post-traumatic stress disorder. And these guys are military, they're rape victims, they're, people that have been abused, everything. Multiple sclerosis, chronic injury where your body is breaking down. Microdosing, you don't get stoned, but it oxygenates the brain. That's like freaking amazing.
The cannabis or the psilocybin or both?
The psilocybin microdosing. Yeah, you don't microdose cannabis. Okay, the cannabis you just use as the flower. It's fantastic.
Like indica, I know there's indica, there's sativa, and I've been kind of worried about trying sativa because I don't want it to increase any anxiety. That's kind of what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Increasing anxiety has to do with the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is programmed by the cerebellum. And the cerebellum gets all its input from the spine and central nervous system. This is why, like on anxiety, you got to reprogram that frontal lobe. And you do that through symmetrical activity and diaphragmatic breathing. So and thoughts fall like dominoes. So everybody has triggers. Like, let's say you see a child in the store and the mother goes, "Be quiet," slap the shit out of the kid. That might be a trigger. Okay. If you've, if you don't think slapping children is a good way to teach them. Okay. Like me, if I see someone wearing a mask, bam, it's like, you're part of the problem. What the hell are you doing? You control the individual, and those thoughts will suck you into the pit of hell. That's why that neurolinguistic programming to reprogram the subconscious is so gosh darn important. So when you catch those, and that's the biggest skill to develop, recognize those thought patterns that trigger the cascade of information that you've developed has a defense to survive. Okay. This is where that panic and fear comes from. It's a survival mechanism. So hugely important, hugely important. And so once you recognize that, then you reprogram it through neurolinguistic programming, where you don't have to believe this stuff, okay? Body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. If you can do it while you're walking, it's not snowing in New Hampshire right now, so you can walk, okay? And diaphragmatic breathe. I am healthy. I am dynamic. I am vibrant. I am strong. I am healed. Out loud, over and over and over. And you reprogram those thought patterns. Like if you and me are driving to that relative, that one that you guys got into it last year, they're COVIDiots. And, you said this, you said, no, it's just for control. And he said this, and we're driving over to him. You're chemically and emotionally living that event. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which negatively affects your brain, but your brain is primed to have those thought patterns. That's when you do it. Okay. So over and over and over. So utilize diaphragmatic breathing, So you're hyper-oxygenate and use cross-crawl exercises, change your sleep patterns, make sure you're sleeping through the night, do the sleep restrictive therapy so you're preparing your mind for sleep, and do some electrical activity. Then, when you're doing all of that shit, okay, then you can do the microdosing of psilocybin or cannabis. But what a lot of naturopaths do, and a lot of natural, supposedly health doctors do, is they're allopathetic too. You have a problem? Okay, let's give this supplement or this therapy. Instead of understanding that your body is adapting correctly to that stimulus. So when you get that anxiety, stress, and depression, man, that's it. It's like mold sensitivity, EMF sensitivity. None of those exist. Mold sensitivity is there because you've got an unhealthy gut flora. This way, some people can live in a mold-filled environment and it's not an issue because bacteria eat mold. You just got to get a bunch more bacteria in there. Okay. And then to knock it out, take sulfur-containing veggies like we're talking sautéed cabbage with mushrooms, not the magic mushrooms, sautéed, you know, so don't want to be cooking them. Not another plate of the cabbage, no. but the garlic, onion, sulfur-containing vegetables are fantastic for you know, I mean, anti-cancer, but it actually helps metabolic activity.
Okay,
my dear.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, and you can ask as many questions as your heart desires.
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
See you, my dear. Next time we talk, let me know how your mom's doing. Richard, brother.
Hi, Dr. Bergman.
How you doing? How's the UK?
Yeah, really good. Not bad, yeah. I watched True Health Tuesday, the one on stem cells. Mm-hmm. I found it really fascinating because I had a stem cell operation in 2019 on my hip, and I got results back a few months back. It's taken me about 3 or 4 months to actually get on live with yourself. I've been having troubles with the links, but Justin gave me a link on Friday, so I've managed to get here, which is great. But yeah, the stem cells has worked. I ended up with a vascular necrosis of the femoral head. So the best way I can explain it to people that don't know what that is, it's basically, if you think about a sinkhole, the road on top looks fine, but everything underneath, there's just nothing there because the bone died. And they took they spun the blood, and they got the rich platelets of is it red blood cells, I think?
PRP. And, plasma.
And they mixed it with the stem cells, and yeah, it's worked. I couldn't put my foot down for 3 months, that way I had, but yeah, it's worked. It's been great. So I don't know how many stem cells they put inside me. It's maybe something that I'll get when the next time I speak to them. I've got two questions for you, and of a delicate nature. One of my friend of mine is continuously relapsing, is drinking alcoholically, and every time that he has sex with his partner, he releases quite a bit of blood. What do you think that could be?
When you're taking a lot of alcohol, it depletes your body of vitamin C and minerals.
Right.
Okay, so he's got to get like super dose vitamin C and minerals, but nobody does drugs or alcohol unless there's some kind of stressor going up.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you're talking sex, you've got the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. The parasympathetic is rest and digest. So any alterations in parasympathetic function, and that's the ejaculation portion, has to do with the pelvis. Or the neck and the pelvis, if the prostate, because the prostate adds fluid to the semen.
Yeah.
Okay. So the swelling of the prostate, which is called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, ridiculously common. Now, there's certain alcohols that have an estrogenic effect that negatively affect the prostate. Okay. So like clear alcohols are a little bit less estrogenic. So like gins or vodkas. The scotches, which are probably the best, are the worst. for estrogenic effect. I mean, you know, so know that it can have a negative effect long term, and have him eliminate cheese. Okay. I know. Think of this: scotch, cheese, and hormone-laden meat. But he's going to notice a difference right away. Also, because knowing that the prostate is adding to the fluid, he can put moist heat between his anus and testicles, and the prostate is right next to the tissue there. Okay, yeah. But make sure he tests the heat. So, like, if he's doing a hot water bottle or anything else, have him test it on the inside of his forearm, because we know he's going to have a pelvis issue from the sacrum, from his functions now, because he's in a stressed state.
The moisture, what did you say, between the testes and the where, sorry?
The testes and anus. Right. Yeah, because that's right where the prostate is. And that's kind of the beauty of the design. You've got the rectum right behind the prostate. So every time you have a good stool formation, bam, you get this wave. So it's a prostate massage.
Right.
And to do a prostate massage, you're going to go up the rectum forward and pull it down. Okay. So he's got to get better stool formation. So this means a higher fiber diet, and have him do a lot of sulfur-containing vegetables. So that's going to also decrease it. But those type of diet changes will be ideal. But, you know, he's also going to have some disc injuries, an unstable pelvis, poor sleep patterns, anxiety. Yeah. So I don't know if I've ever said this, but there's three stressors. I love you, man. Physical, chemical, and emotional. So he's got to address all three.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, giving him vitamin C and minerals will help delay the effect of the negative effects of the alcohol poisoning, but it's not going to address the underlying cause.
Brilliant. The next one is my mom. She can't, unfortunately, I think we spoke about this before, but she can't afford chiropractic care, unfortunately. And I know you've said you've stressed how important that will be for her. She's continually getting bladder infections. And because of the amount of time that she's been given anti-inflammatories.
Yeah,
I know you said that will wreck her immune system. Is there anything that she could possibly do? Unfortunately, it's just, I mean, I'm paying for my own chiropractic. I wish to God that I could afford to pay for herself. But she can't afford it. So is there anything that she can do that will help combat these chronic infections?
Richard, yes and hell yes. Okay. She's going to have an armchair. Okay. Get her, you know, like we use a diameter about this diameter. It's kind of like the diameter of an IKEA bottle. We call it 4 inches. So would that be a centimeter and a half? Okay. About that diameter.
Yeah.
Roll up a towel with a boatload of rubber bands, and she's going to put it behind her. The bottom of the elbow is the bottom of the towel. This is going to be up about a little bit higher than that, but it's pushing on the back to the front, and she can put her arms on the chair and just lift her butt up a little bit. That'll de-stress out the low back and also have a force loading going forward. She also can sit at a table and put her elbows on the table and lift her chin up, not back, just lift it up and deep breathe. Okay, that's going to help the curve in the neck, and the other one will de-stress out the pelvis area. Then she's got to get a trochanter support. Yeah. So any chiropractor will do that. They shouldn't cost more than probably... Wait, what? You guys are using pounds now or euros?
Pounds.
Pounds. Okay, yeah, it shouldn't cost more than 20 pounds.
Right.
Okay, so that's going to be a trochanter support. Have her look at our pelvic health video. Okay, and so she's going to stretch her calf. She's going to have some bunion formation. She's going to have a bunch of stuff, but that's self-care. Okay, of doing that compression and stabilizing the pelvis. When you put that trochanter support on her, she's going to say, oh my God, Richard, I feel so much better. And you'll say, yeah, mom, you gave me life. I owe you. Okay. I study about health every week, all the time. Okay. But then to solve the infections, organic apple juice. Okay. And I'm talking organic, raw, unfiltered apple juice. The malic acid in the apples are going to start to clean the kidneys. because she's got damage. Because every time she gets a bladder infection, they're giving her antibiotics, which is a poisonous mold, and that damages the kidneys and damages the intestinal tract. So the organic apple juice, you're going to get some bacteria in there, but right. The malic acid will clean the kidneys. Then D-mannose, capital D hyphen M-A-O-S-E, is a sugar that's really good for bladder infections. Cranberry juice is really good for bladder infections, but the apple juice is going to start to clean up the blood. So we really got to clean up the blood. The bladder is the secondary. That's like downstream. It's like any doctor that looks at a bladder infection as a problem of the bladder and not has a dysfunction of toxicity and deficiency. So her pelvis is unstable. She's in a chronic state of stress, and the bladder is just like the end result.
Yeah.
Now, viruses, funguses, and bacteria die at a higher temperature. Right. So we want to increase bladder temperature. So you're going to get damp cloth in the microwave, put it right over there's a bone right in the front here. That's the pubis bone. Yeah. Right behind the pubis bone is the bladder. And so you're talking a centimeter and a half, okay, is how far moist heat penetrates. So just the moist heat on there will make a difference. And then that's going to allow her body to fight the infection. Now, there's one more thing.
Yep.
Okay, you said that ink?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, DMSO. Now, this is approved. It's only approved in America because we're psychotic for interstitial cystitis, which is bladder inflammation. So this is one of the few things that it's approved for. But if you got to get DMSO, and what it'll say 99.9% pure. And then underneath it, it'll say 70%, 30%. It'll be a 70-30 mixture. Or it'll say 99.9% pure, 50%, 50% mixture. Okay. But it'll more than likely be 70-30. Just check the mix.
Yeah.
This works with 70-30. If not, if you have more of a higher concentration, you got to dilute it a little bit more. But you give her a shot glass, okay, and have her put 5 milliliters of the DMSO, 5 milliliters of apple cider vinegar, and about 8 to 10 drops of Lugol's iodine, and about 1.5 ounces of water. And now she's going to develop an odor. She may smell like canned corn, okay? And her urine may change color, but this is actually going to get in and clean the blood. But if she did that drink, a little shot of this in the morning and a shot of this in the afternoon or evening, and she can do it as long as she wants, but it's going to detox her system. It's going to clean her blood. I recommend looking at the free download. It's called The DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie Scott.
Okay. I just missed that one of the ingredients, the first one. Could you mention that again?
Yeah.
The shot was.
Five milliliters of DMSO, 5 milliliters of apple cider vinegar, about 8 to 10 drops of Lugol's iodine, and about 1.5 ounces of water.
Brilliant.
And there is no way to make it taste better. When she takes it, she's got to go, oh, God, yeah, okay. But she has to say, this is delicious.
Right.
Because words have power, you know. You know, I mean, I do it like this. Oh, that's delicious.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, brother.
Most of my other questions I had have been answered by other people. Just the fact that I know my chiropractor is working on my C1 and C2, and I get a load of vertigo, blurred vision, brain fog. And it's amazing every time that he adjusts me that it's like watching an old colored TV and then going straight to super 4K. You know, it's just
That's bitching. And then also do that exercise where you're sitting down there, deep breathing. That'll help stabilize it. Getting the curve will help stabilize C1 like crazy.
Yeah. Thank you for your help. Appreciate it, as always.
Buddy, you're amazing. I like talking to you. Jordan. Right. Jordan, brother.
Hello, good morning, afternoon, evening.
Sister, how are you doing, my dear?
Well, speaking of that concoction, I have decided in my mind, or from watching videos, I'm doing well, thank you, that apple cider vinegar is needed in my life, and I wanted to know. So I literally just took some, because I don't take it, because I'll just that alone, I'm just like, I can't do it. But I literally just talked to myself. Well, I threw it in the back of my throat, like, because somebody was telling me, oh, it can damage your teeth or whatever. It burns so bad, like my ears burn. Yeah. And yeah, I like literally missed my tongue. I just threw it to the back of my throat. I'm like, oh. But I do have questions about it. Like, how often should it be taken, and like how much, or should it be mixed with something, or should I take caution when utilizing it?
You don't need to really have caution, but it's disgusting to take by itself. It's absolutely disgusting. And you are being nice when you're describing it. Is it? It's just freaking harsh and putrid, and the back of your throat tastes like a bad salad. Okay, yeah. So you need, you know, like a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, about 8 to 10 drops of Lugo's iodine, and 1.5 ounces of water. And that's literally, I drink that every freaking morning. Okay, because iodine and apple cider vinegar work synergistically with each other, and when you do a little bit of water in there. It's weird because it tastes disgusting, but you kind of get used to it and you feel so damn good afterwards that I'm starting to like the flavor, even though the flavor is disgusting, because I feel so damn energetic afterwards. You know what I mean?
It's like when I stretch, because I've started dance classes and it used to hurt, but I'm like, oh, like I know I'm getting better. I can stretch farther. This feels good, but it still hurts. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, but that is a good way. And the synergicity of the apple cider vinegar and iodine are the key. But that the iodine every day is absolutely vital to counteract your exposure to fluoride and bromine and chlorine, because that it's a halide. So you got to get the iodine in there to protect you. But it's also fantastic. You're talking anti-cancer. I mean, it's freaking amazing. Amazing. Yeah, so when the world's changing and supply lines might be interrupted, get apple cider vinegar for days and a bunch of things iodine.
Okay. And so just once a day, like, is it before a meal? Like, any time of day is good before you go to bed?
Once or twice a day. Okay, this is not my dog, by the way. But look at the size of him. Isn't he cool? Look at the head.
You know him?
Oh, it's disgusting. Huh?
Do you know the dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's my buddy's dog. He's just cool.
animals detect good people, so.
I like him.
My other question, and part of the reason that I decided that I'm going to do apple cider vinegar, like I want to go into doing that, it's because I've been watching videos. So I had fibroid tumors that I've kind of not taken so seriously because they've not been so bothersome, but I think they're growing because they become more bothersome. And so I'm like, okay, let's nip it. Like I'm done. So,
yeah. Did you see our video on fibroid tumors and ovarian cysts?
I may have a while ago, but that's when I wasn't taking it so serious. So I'll go back and rewatch.
Yeah, this was only like about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no, then I haven't. No.
Oh, yeah, this is brand new. Oh, man, there's so much stuff you can do. And you're going to see they go away really, really quickly. So topically, I've got some essential oils on there that you could use that, you know, that are good. Castor oil is fantastic. Moist heat, if you put moist heat right on your tummy area, the low one right above your bone there, the pubis bone.
Yeah.
That's going to make a huge difference. Then eliminate any estrogenic compounds. Like, you know, you're eating pure. I know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on a call right now. Can it wait for like 5 minutes? I'm on a call talking about fibroids with the doctor.
Oh, he wants to know if we give $80. $40 have to pay $40, and you never get paid for that.
Can we just switch to Costco, like, and not deal with them? Sorry. Okay. Sam's Club is giving us a hard time. I don't know. Is that video available on the Academy, on the Extreme Health Academy? Is it uploaded already? Do you know?
It'll be on YouTube too.
It's on YouTube?
What is it? Amazing link. Women's Health Fibroid Tumor Uterine Fibroids and Ovarian Cysts.
Okay. I will look that up.
I'm going to give that talk.
It's print forms.
I'm going to give that talk in Thailand coming up.
The other question that I had is because I'd watched some videos talking about insulin resistant and could be one of the contributing factors to them or to the growth of them and going keto to assist. So I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on keto and how they correlate with thyroids.
The cool thing is ketogenic helps your immune system, but also look at anything with pesticides. Pesticides are estrogen based. Anything with hormones, okay, so like dairy, even raw dairy, okay, which is really, really beneficial in a lot of different ways, it's a female hormone. And if you're getting commercially produced cheeses, commercially produced meats, commercially produced anything, you're toxifying your body because your body forms the fibroids, okay? It does it to protect you. So, and this is why fibroids go away. You're talking, even the medical literature says 95% of all fibroids go away. And they go away because the body gets that exposure, it walls it off, then the exposure goes down, then they go away.
Okay.
And that's also why when you top it, just topically is absolutely fantastic because you're just, you're putting the castor oil, that black seed oil is also like freaking amazing. Okay.
Topically,
and you can ingest it. Black seed oil, you're talking, man, that's in the Quran, that's in the Bible, it's in the Torah, it's a biblical oil. 2,000 studies on it that show it's effective.
Yeah. Because I've taken it before, ingested it, but I've never like put it on my body.
I'm telling you, watch the video. It's kind of cool. Okay. I mean, because it's kind of like, I just did one on that. Pick me, coach.
Good. No, I'm excited. Okay. I didn't. Okay. I'll find the video. And then like, is keto safe though? You said it can help the immune system. Is there anything you need to worry about when doing keto?
The only thing with keto is it's fantastic, but you want to get into a state of ketosis where your body is metabolizing fats. And that helps so many hormone problems because your adrenals need cholesterol. Cholesterol is made out of fat. And the more healthy cholesterol you have, the better hormonal reaction you can have or hormonal production you can have. Okay. The problem is you only want to be on keto for like 2-3 weeks and then off of it. Okay. So 2-3 weeks on, 1 week off. Okay. And then intermittent fasting is amazing. And that's like not eating like 2 non-consecutive days a week would be even better because that's like really fasting. But, you know, intermittent fasting, it also strengthens your immune system. It's kind of weird because like, have you ever heard of scurvy?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Scurvy is something that soldiers and sailors would get all the time. It's vitamin C deficiency. And I'm talking every joint would hurt, teeth would fall out, skin would sag. When these people, their ship went down and they had no food, okay, and very little water, the hormonal, the nutrient deficiency was corrected. So wrap your head around that, okay? They are not getting vitamin C. They're not getting any nutrients whatsoever. And fasting corrected a nutrient deficiency.
Oh, wow.
I know. Okay, good. That's what the action I was waiting for. Cause it's like mind blowing that the body makes stuff because it can't make vitamin C. Okay. It's one of the few, we're one of the few animals that can't do that. Okay. So that's why intermittent fasting is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so break out the big guns, hun. No toxic commercially produced foods.
Going hard.
Okay. No cheeses. Okay. And no pesticides. I know it's not easy. Okay. Changing
like I feel like I'm a mouse or I'm French or something. Like cheese is a dietary supplement. Like I need it. Necessity.
Dear, we were raised in the same household. I know what you mean. Broccoli, sure. Cover that sucker in cheese, man. Exactly. I'll eat that broccoli.
And the stinkier, the better.
The stinkier, the better. Yep. Give me that mold on the outside. You can go back to it. It's just you can't, you know, once the fibroids are down, you can metabolize it. It just, we're not designed to eat it daily. Figure all the Northern Europeans that lived off of it, and they're still living off of animal cultures around the world live off of it, but they usually use it in the wintertime when they need a higher fat. So they're able to metabolize it faster.
Okay. So cleaning up the diet for this season, while we're going to go hardcore and take care of some things, make some things shrink and go away. And so cleaning up, I'll watch the video, but just recapping real quick. Cleaning up the diet. I know I need the truck canner. Like you gave me one a while ago. So I have that and I'm going to start using, I'm going to watch the video. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch the video.
Yeah, that's a clapper. I'm going to be in Thailand in a month, and I'm going to be teaching this stuff, actually a month and a half. So I'm going to be doing a class over there on uterine fibroids because it is a massive freaking problem in Thailand. Massive. You're talking every young girl has got cysts or fibroids because their food is packaged, prepackaged, everything.
Oh, like the standard American diet.
Yeah, like ramen is everywhere, and that's got MSG and everything else, so the body is going to negatively respond to that.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Well, good luck to them. I hope everyone has success.
They will, my dear. You're amazing.
Thank you. You too. Yeah.
Switch to Costco. Tina. Tina.
Hey, how are you?
Really good, my dear. How are you doing?
Good. I'm in the car and I'm glad I got to catch you. I have a question for you. For immediate relief, for an allergy, like my daughter last night went to a concert. She doesn't know what she was in contact with, but she came home. Her face was blown up. She had hives all over her. What would be something for immediate release that you would suggest for allergies or a bad allergic reaction to have on hand?
Ridiculous high dose vitamin C. And some green smoothies, okay, with cilantro, lots of cilantro, lots of celery juice, okay, and apple juice. That would be like the combo, only because vitamin C, you figure hives, that's an inflammatory response. And so the inflammation creates free radicals, which can damage healthy tissue. That's why one hive leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. So to deactivate those free radicals, you need the antioxidants. And that's going to be enough vitamin C to give her diarrhea. Okay. So if she's a standard human, 150 pounds or less, she could be doing 10 grams a day, and then that'll give her diarrhea. And then that's how to flush it out. And also
anything topical?
Castor oil is good because that'll stop the itching. Direct application of heat, like if she has like one spot that's really irritating the shit out of her and she's just scratching like crazy, a damp cloth in the microwave, moist heat, putting it right over the area, because moist heat is going to rush blood. You're increasing inflammation, so this is the body trying to detox and heal. So you're going to be working with that area. So super high dose vitamin C, and they always say the solution to pollution is dilution. Okay, so vitamin C, water, juicing, and she's going to knock it out really quick.
Thanks. That's all I have this time, but I really appreciate it.
But there's one more thing, too. One more thing. Okay, allergies. Allergies, and we're going to see a shitload of these coming up, is an abnormal recognition of a foreign protein. So she may also have a leaky gut. And so when proteins that aren't tempered by digestion get into the system, that causes the inflammatory, the abnormal response. Okay. Yes. So like, let's say that she had an allergy to penicillin. She had a jungle disease that only penicillin would get her out of. And if she can't get penicillin, she's going to die. Okay. It takes 48 hours to get over a penicillin allergy. Okay. So anything that she was allergic to, you're going to slowly reintroduce it over time. And then the body gets desensitized over that. And that's with any allergy on anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know what she was in contact with that just blew her up. She's never had that.
Yeah. I don't know either.
So, all right. Well, I really appreciate it. I love watching you. Thank you.
You're perfect. Okay, my dear.
All right.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later.
On the way to church. Talk to you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Tina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, my dear. God, it's been days since I've seen you.
I met your wife, by the way.
Oh, isn't she a doll?
She has such a soothing, calming, gentle nature about her. She absolutely is. She's adorable.
Are you sure you met my wife? This caustic gal from New York.
Yeah. So sweet. She was so, so sweet.
I know. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You're very lucky. I wanted to ask about going through the change.
Oh, perfect.
So. Okay,
a couple of things. One, super high dose omega-3s. Okay. Now, one of the things that's really, really cool, and this, you might end up developing a craving for this, and this is good for men as well as women, chia seeds.
Oh, okay.
So if you get a big container, you know, kind of like this, like a quart container, okay, if you put about a quarter a cup or less of chia seeds in there, some spring water in there, and let it sit, it becomes like little tiny baby boba.
Yeah.
Okay, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And you mix that with any kind of juice, you know, like cranberry or pomegranate or orange juice or coconut water, and just drink this stuff throughout the day. So you're going to get super, super high plant-based omega-3s, which are going to help with hormone and get good fat production.
Okay.
The other one is, I mean, wild Mexican yam. That's also, but there's hormone creams made from wild Mexican yam. Okay. The one thing when they say bioidentical hormones, that's one of the biggest lies there is. Okay. For one, it's not 100% bioavailable and it's not identical. So it's kind of like saying Biden's really a good president. He's not really a president.
Animated corpse. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. That guy, you know? So when you look at this, the bioidentical hormones aren't good, but there is a wild Mexican yam cream. And that's what we use. That's what we use in our Mexico clinic.
Okay, because I'm going to have my hormones tested in 2 weeks when I go back. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We'll just order it. Okay. Dr. Sue down there. She'll be able to order it.
Salazar? Is it Salazar?
Sue.
Oh, okay. Because I spoke with, I think, is there a Dr. Salazar?
Little Dr. Flores?
No, I know she just left.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I thought it was, I don't know. It's black curly hair, whoever that doctor.
Oh, yeah. She's good too.
Yeah, that's who I spoke with.
Gotcha.
And I guess you have like after they test your hormones, they give you like a specially made cream that's made just for you.
Yep. And it's made out of the wild Mexican yam. So it's formulated for you.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and that's what I'll do then. I'll do the chia seeds and get my hormones tested.
Yeah, and it's perfect because that sweet little gal you met that's married to me, okay, yeah, she's been going through the exact same thing.
I know, we talked about it.
Oh, totally cool. Okay, yeah.
She was talking about her cream, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting because she just got IV stem cells.
Well, yep.
Seeing how that reacts.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and it's only been, 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're gonna detail out her reaction from that. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, because I'm curious. I said I want to know. I want to know how it goes because, you know, I'd like to. Because I'm going through the change too. So.
Oh my God, you're so lucky. No more menstrual cycles. It's like.
I know. I was happy. I was happy about it. Very happy.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah,
you're gonna like it, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. Now, here, let me see. Look here. DMSO. I'm looking at the chat box because nobody's got their hand up yet. Okay. Certain type or brand of DMSO? Not really. It's all pretty much the same. It has to do with their concentration. Okay, one person said, I feel the raw dairy. I recently tried to incorporate raw dairy in my diet, but too much fat and bloating. Not for me. That has to do with lactase and how your body digests it. So if you're from a culture, and I'm talking your relatives 500 generations ago, if they were raised with dairy products like the Maasai, they've been eating dairy for 10,000 generations. Northern Europeans, 10,000 generations, okay? Native Americans, not too much. South Americans, yeah. So there's a lactose intolerance, and you can take lactase, which is to help you break down the fats. So, but, you know, that way you get the benefits of it. And can iodine deplete anything? I thought we needed to add something if we added iodine. No, iodine isn't going to deplete anything from your body. And knowing that we're still exposed to Fukushima and everything else, and fluoride and chlorine, it's a good idea to do it. Oh, a hands up. Roxy.
Yes.
Hello, my dear.
Hey, I was wanting to know some information about heart health. I had a heart attack back a year ago, April, and they put two stents in, and I was in CCU for like 3 days and came home on a butt ton of medicine, and I don't like the medicines. I want to go all natural, but that situation I had to go.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. They put me on a blood thinner. They put me on aspirin a day and high blood pressure medicine, two high blood pressure medicines. I've never in my life ever had high blood pressure. I've battled blood pressure, but it's always been low. And I just felt like crap afterwards.
Yep.
And I took myself off of one of my blood pressure medicines, and I had to go back from, it was a year in April. I had to go back for my checkup and everything. He said, it looks really good. And I had no heart damage due to all of this. I just have a stent, two stents. Then I went 2 weeks later after the heart attack and had two more stents. Mm-hmm. And then I just did my stress test. And he said, everything looks good, no heart damage, no nothing. But he still has me on all the medicine, he thinks. I was on medicine 4 months after my original heart attack, even with my follow-up appointments. He said, it looks good, you're still taking your medicine. I said, yes, and I hadn't been on nothing.
I know.
You know, then about 2 weeks after this heart attack, my stomach was hurting. So I went into the ER and they found that I had a tumor in my right kidney and done a cryoablation on that. I'm still battling my kidneys over that part of it, but I didn't know what there was something I could do for the swelling, like my feet swells. And now they're saying I have diabetic. I'm a diabetic. My blood sugar, it fluctuates up and down. It doesn't go high and stay. Just depends on what I eat that I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not taking metformin. I'm not doing any of the diabetic stuff that they want me to do. But well, my feet are starting to swell, and I didn't know what I could do for that.
Well, I mean, you figure type 2 diabetes is from a blood poisoning.
Okay.
The metformin, if you lower blood glucose 9% with metformin, because it does lower blood glucose, insulin remains high. So 9% reduction in glucose causes a 19% increase in cardiovascular damage.
Mm.
Okay, so that's insane. To check your blood pressure, you got to diaphragmatic breathe or deep breathe through using your stomach to fill it up with air and then push it in to go down 10 minutes before you check it. And then you're going to get an accurate measurement. The two blood pressure drugs together, I'm so glad you stopped one of them, because if you take one blood pressure drug, your risk of stroke increases around 30%. Two blood pressure drugs, you're looking at over 100% increase. Three blood pressure drugs, it's a 248% increase in stroke. Because everybody's blood pressure is all over the place. I mean, you know, if you're dehydrated, it's here. If you slept good, it's here. If you slept bad, it's here. And so when you take the drug, it lowers it. Then the artery's got to constrict, like putting your thumb over a hose to raise it back up.
Okay.
Three things we got to fix on you, dear. Okay. Physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Okay. What part of the world do you live in?
Arkansas.
Okay, use our seven questions to find a corrective chiropractor. It's going to be hard. I don't know anybody in Arkansas.
There's nobody here as educated as you are, because I've done been through numerous ones, and they're not here. So we've been trying to get out to see you, and then I've even checked into Tijuana. I've got some information there for stem cell and to do the IVs and all of that.
You're flying.
It's a matter of time of getting there.
Yeah, just fly into San Diego. We got vans that'll pick you up at the airport and drive you across the border.
Well, that's my next deal, because I just went back to my doctor and I insisted. I said, the fatigue is terrible. I mean, I sleep all the time. And when I'm up, I'm tired. I said, there's something going on besides this stuff. I said, check my vitamins, minerals, something. And come back that I'm extremely, extremely low in vitamin D. Well, I told my doctor, he said, well, maybe you need to find another physician. I said, I'm looking. But I told him he was an idiot, because he should have known that. He should have checked the vitamin D, my minerals and vitamins. And he didn't. Well, he's got me on anxiety medicine, and it plainly states, vitamin D depletion and vitamin B12, you will have symptoms of anxiety.
Yep.
So I started taking vitamin D over the counter, because they gave me a prescription for the one from the pharmacy you take once a week. And so I threw that in the trash and just bought over the counter. And I'm taking 2,000 unit pills, and I'm taking four a day. Perfect. Which I know, you know, it's fat soluble. I can't do anything wrong with it.
Yeah. You know, if you can get in the sun too, if it's warm back in Arkansas, you know, get out there, get direct sunlight exposure. But we got to clean the blood. Okay. So you need a combination of high dose vitamin C and L-lysine. That's going to start cleaning it. I figure stents, you got about an 80% chance that they're going to reclog within 5 years.
Right.
Okay, so the stents didn't do anything except force an artery open. Okay, arteries can be cleaned, and you can look up Linus Pauling, and I think it's under orthomolecularpsychiatry.com or something like that, but just look up Linus Pauling vitamin C, and it's literally enough vitamin C to give you diarrhea. Okay, so that could be 10 grams a day. And usually about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of L-lysine. And that starts to clean your arteries. But also, every time you're eating something, okay, if you're doing juicing and blending, that's going to clean it. Organic, raw, organic, unfiltered apple juice has malic acid, and that's going to clean the kidneys. And the kidneys are a blood filter. Right. So some of the kidney damage is coming from blood that wasn't healthy. So we've got to clean the kidneys to get that working correctly. Because you figure nobody has high blood pressure, but they do have blood that's when you're in a stress state. And there's three things
you got to. I'm in a stress state.
I know, This is for other people. You already know you got physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Yeah. So we got to address all three of those. And so the vitamin C and L-lysine will start to clean the arteries. But what happens is when you're in stress, you produce less stomach acid. Then the cells start to clump together. Then they can't hold oxygen. And then it's harder for them to go through the kidneys. So it's just a cascade.
Right.
Yeah, thank God you're taking the charge. And firing a doctor is empowering.
Well, I told him he was an idiot. And they all are. It's just you have to have them in an emergency type situation. But there again, I don't know what I'd done to get me to that state. I don't know how to correct it is the problem.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, because it's really, you just got to, you're building a building from the bottom up, because we don't have a spare body in the closet.
No.
I mean, maybe if there's an ex, but no.
Yeah, but I also know the body can heal itself, given the right minerals and vitamins and enough time. Because, see, they wanted to cut my foot off 2 years ago because I have a blockage in my leg, because they said my arteries are just awful. And so they wanted to cut my foot off, and I said, no, I'm not doing that. And I came home and just done some other stuff. Perfect. But yeah. I still have my feet, but they give me this will work for that as well, the vitamin C and the other that you gave me.
Fantastic. Yeah. And just gas pedal your feet. Look at our knee and foot health video. That's going to be huge. Because then look at our pelvic health video. That's going to be huge. And then get your butt out to San Diego Airport as quick as you can.
Well, we're planning. We're planning on it and stay as long as we need to stay.
Oh, you're going to like it. We're going to get you healthy fast. Yeah, once we see this, we're going to look at dental toxicities, full body thermography. I mean, yeah, as soon as
there's stuff going on all over. It's not just in one area. You know, as far as the dental, you have that. You're going to have some dental problems. Everybody does, because everything starts in your mouth that's in your body. But I'm coming to get corrected, and I know I've been doing a lot of research on the stem cells, and I know that they correct a whole lot of things.
Darlin, I had them the first time a week ago Friday, and man, I've been researching, so I'm pretty good. But to have the actual experience, I friggin' know it now. And
yeah, it's so you get fast relief of whatever you're correcting, right?
It depends. First, like I wouldn't, if you're working on like knee joints or ankle joints or hip joints, you got to fix the problem first.
Right.
Okay. Same thing with elbow or arm. You got to restore the blood supply, nerve supply. You got to make sure the blood's healthy, because when you're injected in the joint, you got to have good blood flow to the joint so the body can regenerate. Then you got to change the sleep pattern. So you're sleeping through the night, not getting up to pee. Then you take care of the emotional component. Okay. Then when you're all done with that stuff, then you do the stem cells.
Okay. Yeah.
People don't do the prep work. And where do you see our stem cell stuff? It's amazing, because we grow our own.
Yeah. That's amazing to me. But I'm coming. Me and my husband both are coming. You know, we run our own business. So it's trying to work that out to have the right workers in place, and you can't hire those because of COVID. It's just shut everything down.
Yeah, with four businesses, I wouldn't know what that's like.
Yeah, you would. Yes, you would. I'm coming from there.
Oh, darling, it's a hiring nightmare.
Yes, it is. It really is. It doesn't matter what you pay them an hour. They think the government money's a lot better because they can sit on the couch.
Yep. The same problem in California.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you talking to me, and have a blessed day.
You too, my dear. Marv.
Greetings, Dr. B.
Greeting, brother. What's going on?
Well, first of all, your schedule is like the kids' game of whack-a-mole. You're hard to pin down. Hard to know when you're going to appear and be available on that. Wow.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah.
It's like whack-a-mole.
It's whack-a-mole. Yeah. I feel like a hamster running on a wheel.
I knew it. You are a hamster. You're amazing. You're amazing, sir. First question. I'm a member of both the Extreme Health Academy and the Dr. B VIP. Now, should I let go of one of those memberships? Are they like overlapping? And
they're not overlapping yet. We're trying to get all the stuff on Dr. B on Extreme Health Academy. It's just hard. You know, that's why we got the Dr. B. It's like, $2 a month, $2.97 a month. You know, so we're trying to blend it all. Okay. I don't, you know, having two platforms, because they can take one down pretty easy. Like, we lost our one Vimeo account because our information with the censorship was a little bit off.
Vimeo is doing that to a lot of people. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was duplicating.
No. Extreme Health Academy with the amount of information there, if you're going to join just one, I would take Extreme Health Academy.
And that's what I did initially, yeah.
Yeah, the Dr. Okay. BVIP is just great because you can watch the censored content. And a lot of times we'll have really good information on the COVID shot, how to detox, what the latest information is. And that's huge.
You definitely are censored.
Oh, buddy.
First serious question. I'm about to go for a gallbladder test to determine for sure if that's what the doctor theorizes, but I'm getting a lot of symptoms caused by gallbladder, and they've been eluding me. They've been causing me to go literally crazy for the last year and a half. I don't want gallbladder surgery. Are there any alternatives? It's not been proven yet, but that's what's causing it. But a lot of craziness going on in the body, and the doctor thinks it's the gallbladder. We already eliminated with a CT scan, other things.
Yeah,
already eliminated.
Do you got a chiropractor you're working with?
I am, and he knows about you. He went to a couple of your talks, and he has helped me in 34 visits or so. He definitely has helped me.
Okay, have him do a gallbladder adjustment. Okay, I know, or he can call me up on the cell phone, and I'll walk him through it.
I didn't know what was the thing.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, you got a C-shaped duodenum, so the outside portion of the C is the right side, and the pancreas goes right in the middle of this. Now the gallbladder drains through the same opening as the pancreas. So what he's going to do at the top of the rib cage, so like if this was the rib cage, he'd go in the top and start rubbing it around in this fashion. And rubbing that around, he's going to feel a line coming in on the top. And that's gallbladder sludge. So you've got to clear that opening. One of the biggest problems, and this is where gallbladder symptoms come from, that the medical doctors are completely unaware of.
Well, they want to take it out, you know, cha-ching. They want to make some money. They want a surgery.
Well, yeah, you must remove the offending organ, okay?
Yeah.
Even though that leads to duodenal ulcers and hormonal problems and everything else.
And if you bring the offending organ, they'll take that out too.
Yeah.
And if your wallet is really offending, they'll be happy to take that out.
Yeah, at least without brains, there's still jobs available. Okay, so when you get that gallbladder sludge out,
how high up is that adjustment on the rib cage?
It's right at the top of the rib cage, going down to about an inch and a half above the belly button.
So okay,
right off the rib cage, down about an inch and a half of the belly button. And he'll feel it. And you do that at first time, it's going to be painful. Second time, less painful. Third, more less painful. And you're literally just squeezing it out. And that'll decrease a lot of the symptoms almost immediately.
Because I've been having a lot of crazy symptoms. And the young girl nurse that called me back to set up an appointment for the definitive test for a gallbladder. She told me the symptoms, and I said, yeah, that's exactly what I've been having.
Yeah, there's no definitive test. These guys are blowing smoke.
Well,
okay. They're trying to make believe that they know what the hell, that there's a test that shows. Okay, and there isn't. So that's one.
Come on now. They paid with 6 or 8 years of school and all that thousands of dollars of money for a degree. Now, come on. Don't you know something?
Yeah, yeah, we're seeing a lot of what the college is producing. So moist heat over that same area.
Okay.
That's going to be ideal. It's going to relax the smooth muscles, and that's going to decrease some of your symptoms immediately.
Okay.
Then at least a half a gallon, okay, of organic unfiltered apple juice. The malic acid dissolves kidney stones, but it also breaks up the gallstones. Now, gallstones only form from chronic stress. So putting the moist heat on there, doing the gallbladder massage, and then drinking that apple juice, okay?
Unfiltered apple juice. Not the apple juice vinegar, but it's just apple juice.
Apple juice, like an apple juicing, okay? With the core. Okay, so this way you get a little bit of the cyanide in there, which has anti-tumor properties.
Oh, but yum.
Malic acid will start to dissolve the stones. But you got to look at, you know, physical, chemical, emotional, because your body under those three stressors is going to secrete all the stress hormones, epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol, and that's what forms the stones. So the gallbladder, all its whole job is to store and concentrate bile. Bile is made from blood. And so if there's a lot of stress hormones in the blood from chronic stress, that bile starts to get, it starts to solidify. And gallstones, they're weird. I've seen them huge. I used to have a whole jar full of gallstones. Don't give me that look like, why are you collecting gallstones? Okay, no, when I was doing human dissection, they're weird. They're like super light. But when you slice them open, you can see the crystalline formation from the stress hormones. Okay, but the malic acid will dissolve them. The moist heat will help loosen up the smooth muscle. The massage, okay, that gallbladder adjustment, okay, will decrease the symptoms immediately.
Yeah, I don't know any of these things. Only you know stuff like just secret handshake about gallbladder. It's just amazing. My chiropractor has given me relief from the hiatal hernia several times, whereas a regular doctor said, oh, we'll give you some prescriptions. Would you like some chemicals for that? No, I don't. My chiropractor, again, he has heard you years ago at giving some teaching, and he knows a lot of stuff. He definitely took care of my thoracic outlet. He took care of my hiatal hernia. I will ask him. I'm going to see him in another week for the gallbladder massage.
Yeah, and tonight, start doing that yourself. Put the moist heat on it and just rub, you know, halfway around. So you're going to rub like this is my rib cage here. So this right here, you're going to just go in, go down about an inch and just like this. And you'll feel it come down the top, just like a hard line. And you got to do it when you're laying on your back.
Okay.
It's bent. Okay. So you're laying on your back with your legs bent because that'll relax some of the stomach muscles and you'll be able to get in there pretty deep. And you got to go straight in about an inch. Okay. So it's going to be a bit uncomfortable, but just that movement will help the gallbladder sludge.
Where did you learn all this secret handshake stuff? How did you know this?
It's a small club we have. No, it's just the first half a million people that you work on, you really got to pay attention. After that, you get some insight.
Yeah, because there's a lot of dumb videos out there. 90% of them are just stupid, stupid, stupid. You know, drink this, eat that, do this, do that to cure your gallbladder or kidneys or whatever. You're just dumb videos out there. Yeah. I am glad I asked you and you clarified a lot of things. I definitely will ask my chiropractor. Two other dumb questions now. Anyway, I should have wrote it down before. I can't find the notes. A quick review again of safe dosing for chlorine dioxide. And the question inside of that is, can I take chlorine dioxide with food and supplements or separate?
It's separate if it's vitamin C because it has a it makes vitamin C less effective.
But I can't think it.
Yeah, what you're going to do is drink it a little bit throughout the day.
I am.
So like this is 16 ounces of water. I do about 10 milliliters of it, which is like 2 teaspoons. And mix it up during the day. And so all day long, I'm just drinking it a bit at a time.
Oh, so it's not in a couple hours. It's all day.
Yeah. Yeah. All day. Well, I mean, for my day, my day starts at 5 in the morning and
right.
I'm done with it by around noon. So
So you said about 2 teaspoons in how many ounces?
16. Okay. Do the dark glass, and then I'll do another 16 ounces of it when I get home. And, you know, that way, I got to tell you, the prettiest blood I've ever seen are people that do regular chlorine dioxide, because it's an antioxidant.
I'm starting to do that more and more. I'm just kind of like really, really conservative with the amount I was putting in. I wasn't putting in that much, and I was finishing it in a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like drinking pool water.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we can do that. I was thinking that maybe I shouldn't be taking it with other supplements or with food, because maybe it counteracts or dilutes the chlorine dioxide. I wasn't sure.
It's pretty much just vitamin C. You don't want to take it around the same time, but you know, you drink it half hour later, you can take whatever you want.
Okay, we'll do. That clarifies it. That makes me less stressful. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think about. We need less stress. The three stressors, yep. The last question, a little bit of cold case detective work, if you will. This concerns my late sweetheart, who had Graves' disease, tachycardia, and a mouthful of toxin amalgams. Her endocrinologist essentially told her, avoid iodine at all costs or you'll die. Now, I had recently reread. Well, that's what he told her. I was there. He said, don't, you know, avoid iodine, man. It'll kill you. This was years and years and years and years ago. The old gentleman was a nice old gentleman, but that's what they taught him in school. And he said, don't take iodine. It's poison to you. Dr. David Brownstein, you're probably familiar with him.
Yes, got a ton of books.
Yeah. Like the one, I have one or two by him, but the one I started rereading again, Iodine, Why You Need It. He states that even with hyperthyroidism, which my wife had, iodine dosing could help.
Absolutely. And
I don't know, you know, is he right? What's your thoughts?
I've read Brownstein's book. His data is absolutely 110% accurate. Yeah. Yeah. Brownstein is right on. And you need iodine. Without iodine.
I've been taking iodine. Yeah.
And I've had people with, hypo, Hashimoto's, doesn't matter. Because we're seeing all these hormonal issues because it's not a thyroid issue. The thyroid is responding correctly based on what we're exposed to. So we're exposed to chlorine. Like when they started to chlorinate water back in the 1900s, appendixes were blowing up all over the place.
Wow.
Thyroids were being negatively affected. And then we got the fluoride, in the water system and in the toothpaste. And in the bread. Yeah. And so you've got to have the iodine in there to give your body the raw materials that you can start like utilizing stuff.
Nutritionists and doctors and endocrinologists are telling us anything but iodine. Like iodine was a nasty poison, which it is not properly administered. And of course you could figure that this endocrinologist instead prescribed her chemical drugs, so like whatever it was to counter the T3, T4 hormones and beta blockers to slowly destroy her heart and swell her legs. All these other chemicals. And of course, we trusted him. We didn't know this. We were in our late 20s, which was like 4 decades ago. We didn't know.
Yeah, I think everybody now knows the term trust the science is total.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be a discussion. You got to look at each individual and go with that. Like when you're talking Graves' disease, that's thymus stuff. Okay, you're talking dental toxicities. You're talking cardiac stuff. That's all neck, upper thoracic area. So, and then that's a chronic state of stress. So that means the adrenals are going to be firing. The thyroid's going to be low. I mean, all of these reactions are normal. What the medical doctors are screwing up with is they're addressing the body's adaptation to stress and not the stress itself. And that's where they're getting all of the, you know, toxic chemicals to adapt. Oh, shit. I just lost you. Still there. Here, let me check. Okay, good. I lost you. You should be there. I got a good internet connection. Marv, are you coming back? Brother, I can't hear you. Okay. Well, let me try this to see if I still got an internet connection. Corey, are you there? Corey, are you there, hon?
I'm here. Yes.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you saw my chat, the little message I left in there. I have a brother-in-law who's very sick with kidney disease. Mm-hmm. And he's already on hospice. So they're giving him no hope. I've heard of some stuff with DMSO. He refuses dialysis, so they've given him 2 to 4 weeks to live.
Is he still producing urine?
I think so.
Bitchin'. Yeah, get him on that. Look up, God, if you could find, what part of the world are you in?
Northwest. I'm real close to Canada in a small town called Anacortes, Washington. So Seattle. God.
If you can find some kind of doctor that's skilled with DMSO, that is amazingly fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I could, but I mean, that's kind of up to me if he's going to get any of this stuff.
Okay. Just look at the DMSO Handbook for Doctors. There's also a book by Morton Walker, I think it is. I think his last name is. Mm-hmm. That was amazing because they've been doing IV DMSO to detox the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And that is like freaking crazy good. Mm-hmm. Okay, for getting the kidneys working correctly. But he's got as long as he's producing urine, he's going to be okay. What kind of medications is he on?
I'm not really sure. They just, I have to pick those up this morning.
Okay, it's going to be blood pressure. It's going to be a diuretic called a water pill, which mm-hmm. it's not a water pill. Okay. It's literally damaging his kidneys. So have him watch our blood pressure video or our kidney health video. And he's going to see he's got to deep breathe diaphragmatically before he takes his blood pressure, and he's going to find out his blood pressure isn't high at all. We've got four things: respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. So if the urination isn't working, you've got the other three that you've got to activate: the respiration, perspiration, and bowel movements. So super high dose vitamin C in order to give him diarrhea. That will help the bowel movements. It's also going to give him antioxidants to help repair the kidneys. And he's got and the tough part is the doctors are saying don't drink fluids because it's going to tax the kidneys. Wow. The problem is if you're not drinking fluids, then the blood gets thick and that taxes the kidney. So it's 180 degrees wrong.
Okay. Have you ever seen, go ahead.
Yeah. No, kidneys heal.
Oh.
Yeah, we see it all the time. The kidney is one of the fastest healing organs around. The dialysis damages the veins because you're always getting heparin or a blood thinner when it goes through the dialysis machine. So it slowly, slowly kills you. It detoxes you, but it slowly damages your system. Now, their theory is they're going to give you that high blood pressure damages the kidneys. And that's stupid. Okay, so they want to give a diuretic. Like when you look at the kidney.gov site, mm-hmm. they say the leading cause of kidney damage is blood pressure medications, particularly mm-hmm. diuretics. The leading therapy for high blood or for kidney damage is the blood pressure drug. So it's the causative factor, and it's the one thing they use to treat kidney damage. So, I mean, it's completely stupid. It's on the same sheet.
Okay.
You know, it's so having him understand that a deep breathing before he checks his blood pressure, that'll be the key. He's got to start to increase his fluid intake, even though that's going to cause a swelling. Have him put a little bit of protein powder in with the fluid. So he's going to be drinking, they're going to put him on a restrictive fluid intake. So have him get a little bit of plant-based proteins, like pea-based proteins inside of the drink to help get him to get the raw materials so that he could build the healthy kidneys, and vitamin C or the antioxidants. But he's got to get to a corrective chiropractor if he can, because yeah. his sleep patterns are pretty poor. He's going to have an unstable pelvis. He's going to have anxiety because, you know, they're telling him that he's going to die. And you got to fix the emotional component, the physical component, the chemical component.
So how much vitamin C?
enough to give him diarrhea.
Okay, well, so can't really do that. He's already on hospice. There is an extra little hiccup in this whole thing. He has some psychiatric disorders, so it's a little bit tricky. So I would just have to basically give him some type of a little cocktail every morning or twice a day, you know, that DMSO. And I don't know if that iodine, that detox drink, and I would probably have to put out bottles of water to say, drink this. You know, cause I'm the family member that's closest. So I'm the boots on the ground right now. Like I said, he's already in hospice. So I was just hoping, like, they're just like, make him comfortable, let him eat whatever he wants, drink whatever he wants. So I could probably sneak some of these supplements in.
You stout.
Cool. That would be a good start, hon. That's a tough road to hoe. You're the only person there, and to take responsibility for somebody is huge. And you know, as long as your family members are on board, it makes it easier. But you're fighting the hospice system.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, you said, vitamin C, a little bit of protein powder in his waters.
If you can get an infrared sauna, that would also detox the system. Getting apple juice in there would be like ideal.
So the raw, unfiltered apple juice, or
yeah, the malic acid, fantastic for the kidneys. Okay. And look at the medications he's taken. If he's taken any blood thinners or aspirin, that damages the kidneys. Blood pressure medications damage the kidneys.
Okay.
There's a bunch.
Okay. I really appreciate the tips. Oh, well, actually, so was that formula that you mentioned earlier with the ACV and the iodine and the DMSO, would that be a good shot for him?
You got to read the book by Archie Scott, the DMSO Handbook for Doctors.
Okay, yeah,
It's generally completely benign. I haven't seen any negatives on it.
Okay.
Look at the medications he has, because there's a couple of things that are interaction with medications.
Yeah, that was my concern in starting the DMSO route with him.
Yeah, because I don't know what he's taking. And I mean, you know, in the hospice care, they tend to either give a shitload of drugs or none.
Yeah, I think it's just a few. I'll know more later today, because they just they're coming from the pharmacy today. So okay. Is there any one that stands out that I should watch out for interaction?
Interactions, not really.
Okay. You know,
but it's really the diuretics that damage the kidneys. The aspirin damages the kidneys. Any blood thinner damages it.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time and input.
Get off the blood pressure. It's got to do is deep breathe. Also detox.
Pardon me?
Yes. Diaphragmatic breathing will also help him detox.
Okay.
So when you're breathing out a carbon dioxide, which is an acid. So that's going to help it fantastically well.
Well, that helps everybody, right?
Absolutely.
So what's the recommendation? How many times a day and how many breaths? And I mean, do you have like a little recipe for that?
But yeah, when you get used to breathing diaphragmatically, you're going to do it every time you think about it. But if you look at Respirate, which is a machine that costs around $400 or $500, it costs you to deep breathe for 15 minutes once a day, and it's as good as two blood pressure medications all day. And you might say, wait, that blows my mind. That can't be. Because all a doctor would have to do is say, look, just sit there and deep breathe for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I'll check your blood pressure, and you're going to find out you don't have high blood pressure. You get an oxygen-deprived system, and since the blood's not getting oxygen, pressure has to increase because the blood's not efficient. But why they're not doing that, I have no friggin' idea. It's just they're not real doctors.
Okay. So in like when you're breathing in and to your diaphragm, like count of 10 and then breathing out, count of 10.
No, it's simpler than that. Okay. Put your hands on his stomach and say, buddy, I'm going to push in. I want you to blow out. So on three, one, two, three, blow out. And you push in the stomach. Now breathe in and push my hands out. You breathe in through the nose, blow out and push in. Breathe in and push out, blow out and push in. Now the movement of the diaphragm is also going to move the lymph. And this is around the kidneys. This is the sewer system of the body. So just that diaphragmatic breathing is going to help with kidney function. And then you're alkalinizing the system because you're getting rid of the carbon dioxide. So there's a lot of books on how to breathe disease away. Because four things. Urination isn't working well on him. Pooping, we got to get him up to a couple of bowel movements a day. Even loose stools would be a plus. Okay, perspiration. So an infrared sauna, if you can get it, get it. If not, give him a poor man sauna. Although with a mental issue, it might be a challenge. You can give him, put magnesium gel on his skin. And it wrap him up in towels so he can sweat at night or sweat during the day. That magnesium transdermal will get in there and help his system. You know, there's so much stuff you can do to allow the system to detox. There's also for the anxiety, a niacin flush. And this, you can look up orthomolecular psychiatry, Dr. Oh, shit. I think his last name starts with a B, but he developed a niacin protocol. He was partners with Linus Pauling, where they do slowly increasing doses of niacin, but it rushes oxygen to the brain, a massive vasodilate. But the side effect of it is he is going to be all red for about 10 minutes and the skin's going to be itchy, but that's okay. It's going to open up the blood vessels and it's going to detox the system and get oxygen to the brain. And that'll also help detox the kidneys.
Okej.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, my dear.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Soroya, where have you been, my dear? I have missed you.
We've been trying to get there. We've missed you so much, Dr. Bergman. So much, but we will be there tomorrow.
You're kidding. You're coming out? Oh, my God.
Yep. We're coming out tomorrow.
Hot damn. Okay. if I break any ribs when I hug you, gals, I'll fit.
No problem.
It's been a couple of years. I missed you a lot.
We've missed you, too. Believe us. We have missed you.
Are you bringing your passport out?
We can.
Oh, shit. Somebody just is doing a share screen that we can't. Oh, good. There we go. Okay, good. Okay. Now, if you do, bring it out because, you know, if you're going to be here for a week, I'm drive down to Mexico every Thursday and I drive back every Friday night and I could have a chair. I could have a spot in my truck for you.
Well, unfortunately, we're leaving Wednesday because we're going to Miami, but we have so much to talk to you about because this, the paperwork you did.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do it too. And it's something.
Oh yeah. To get away from getting the shot.
No.
The fake cards.
No, the, American National.
Oh yeah. 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 That, I've got to get back on that. I had a gal working on it and she ended up leaving because of stress. So now
it is stressful, Dr. B. I'm telling you, I'm stressed out with it because they don't get back to you, you know, in a timely manner. We can talk about that when we see you, but my question is what do you do for tinnitus?
Tinnitus. There's three things. One, loud music or loud sounds that can damage the cochlea, and then you're going to have a high ring. That there's not much you can do. And people who use power tools and stuff in the past, that would be it. The other one is medications, okay, and vaccines. That'll cause it as well. The third one has to do with the blood supply to the ear. So that has to do with forward head carriage or coming from the neck issue. And also has to do with the soft palate in the back. And that's the key. So getting the blood thin, getting the curve back in the neck, or actually getting the blood healthy to where it can hold oxygen and get the curve back in the neck, that'll knock it out. And on that one, you'll see there's areas where the tinnitus gets worse and better and worse and better and worse and better. That's the easiest one to fix.
Okay. Well, I believe that that is my situation. Even though when I was a teenager, I did go to loud concerts years ago. But
we all did, my dear.
It is so good to talk to you, Dr. B. I can't wait till we get there tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, I'm so gonna hug you, gals. Okay. You see me soon.
Okay, Doc. We love you. Okay.
I love you, dears. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shelly, are you there? Shelly, you had your hand up. Uh-oh, we got the screen share again. Stop participant, Sheen Scrare. Okay. Sharon, yeah, I've got to find out. Somebody keeps trying to share the screen. There we go. Shit, I can't put you in there. Okay, my dear, what questions do you have? Well, actually, Sherry, if you're not there.
Are you talking to me? Is this, hello?
Somebody had a hand up.
I tried to put my hand up, but it didn't show up on my screen that I had my hand up.
But you know what you've been doing? You've been sharing your screen, hon. Do not hit screen share.
All I did was hit my hand under participant so I could, I had to ask Corey how to do it.
Yeah, I think there's a thing right next to that called screen share. It's right next to chat, and you're hitting share screen, and I got to keep wiping you out.
Oh, no, so I don't want to share the screen.
Well, what questions do you have, my dear?
Okay, I wrote it in right away because my husband is concerned about his weight loss. Now, typically I would really be concerned for cancer. You know, we're in our late 70s, and he is he took all his blood work, including all kinds of tests for cancer, and there's no cancer. But he's losing weight. He does have an appetite. He still eats, but he used to be 210, and now he's all the way down, not all at once. I mean, 190 was okay. 180 was looking good. 170, we're accepting it, but we're trying to get him back up to about 180. And if he misses one meal, I mean, he loses 2-3 pounds. So,
okay.
Not only that, it works havoc on his stress too.
Okay.
I mean, his energy, obviously.
Let's get him healthy. Okay. So, how's his sleep patterns?
All of a sudden, the sound went down, and I don't know how to fix that now.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I could hear you, but very faint.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's something going on with your end there. Is he taking any medication?
Yes, Norco's. He's been taking that forever. He has pain in his legs. I mean, his knees, neck, and back. He has a stimulator in his back to take care of the knees, but that didn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, I know. No. So he's got, there's three stressors. I don't think you ever heard me say this before. Okay, he's going to have physical stress and pain of 6 months duration will shrink the brain 10 years. Okay, so you've got to actually solve the problem. So what part of the world do you live in?
Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah, you got to get to a corrective chiropractor. I don't know anybody in Vegas. I mean, if you can stay in the car for 4 hours, get your butt over to Huntington Beach. But we got to get digital x-rays and stress x-rays to find out where the problem is. He's going to have an unstable pelvis, and the pelvis houses the nervous system called resting, digesting, or repairing. What your husband's got is a tissue production problem. He's not producing healthy tissue. So you've got to get his tissue production up, and this means he's got poor sleep patterns, and he's going to have an inflammatory response like crazy. And if the body is just trying to survive, you're not rebuilding healthy tissue. So, because you've got two things that regulate metabolism. Thyroid regulates it in a healthy fashion. Adrenals regulate it in a stress fashion. Your husband's in an adrenal dominant state, and that's from physical, chemical, emotional stress. So those three have got to be addressed.
Okay.
Okay, and the Norco is dangerous because that negatively affects lung function. Did he have the COVID shot?
No, he didn't do any COVID, just a test. Because okay. He went in for a neck operation. He got a little plate in his neck, you know, where they took the voice box out, put some titanium in there. So actually his neck worked out pretty good, and one knee worked out real good too.
He's still got the issue. That there's still going to be a problem with the neck, with the mid-back, with the pelvis. There's going to be a problem there.
Okay, yeah. So get out to Huntington Beach, huh? We're from San Diego originally.
The San Diego smack in the middle between both of my clinics. But you've got to get standing and stress x-rays of the body. He's going to have an unstable pelvis, and he is just in a stress state. We address those stressors, and he'll be okay.
Okay, great. Okay, I'll call out there and find out what we can do.
Okay, my
thank
dear.
You.
Okay, God bless you.
By the way, Corey's my daughter.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Oh, my God. She's cool. Good parenting.
Oh, she's very cool. I love her to pieces. The other one didn't get on, but anyway. Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, dear. Okay, well, we've gone 2 hours and there's no hands up. There's one. Shelly, you're up. Shelly, can you hear me? Shelly, come back. Shelly, your hand's up again. Shelly, say hello. Okay. Shelly's having technical issues. How about Amy Allen?
Amy, it's me, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
My husband and I are members, and he has a question.
Okay, what?
I suffer with a lot of back pain from arthritis and a ruptured disc. I've been taking the steroids in the back to trying to get away from them.
Really? I've heard of this. How about fixing the damn discs?
Do what?
How about fixing the damn discs?
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like having your car making an engine noise and somebody tells you to turn up the radio. Okay? Yep. So the discs mean that there's a problem. So what part of the world do you live in?
On the east coast, or the west coast of Florida.
Okay. Well, I don't know any corrective chiropractors here. You can use our 7 questions to find a corrective chiropractor. And they're going to be taking standing weight-bearing x-rays of you like this, but then bending one way and then bending the other way. Because discs are alive. Discs can regenerate. Discs, it's not like... You know, once you damage a disc, if you're treating it correctly, you're talking within a couple of months, it's going to be fine. Okay. But if you take steroids or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil or Motrin, that limits the building products of proteoglycan production. So you can't build healthy cells.
Okay.
So you've got to look at the stressors there. And then the discs can regenerate. But you've got to change the sleep patterns because you're not sleeping real good. Okay. And then you got to get up to about 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. Because if you're in a chronic state of stress, you know, you're probably having one poop a day if you're lucky, or it's going to be really watery stools.
He doesn't have that problem. I do. No, it's real watery and a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's going to be ideal. You got to figure when you're in a stress state, either you got one poop a day if you're lucky, or watery stools. Watery stools is better because your body's trying to alkalinize. But your body alkalinizes through respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. So the pooping's doing good, but that means your blood is going to be thick. So if you're taking any medications, like for high blood pressure, blood thinners, cholesterol, or type 2 diabetes, or any pain relievers, okay, those are all going to destroy your body's ability to regenerate tissue.
Yeah, I take two blood pressure medicines.
Yeah, do not take blood pressure medications together. Because when you do that, the body is going to constrict the arteries to get the blood pressure back up. Okay, so you have got to find the problem and fix it.
Yeah, okay? I take one in the morning and then one at night.
Okay. Do you have a dog or a cat?
I know no animals.
Okay, does your neighbor?
Yes.
Go in there and check the blood pressure of the dog or cat. Okay. Oh, wait, you're not going to do that because the dog or cat can regulate itself, right?
Right.
Okay, so look at our blood pressure video. You're going to diaphragmatic breathe 10 minutes before you check it, and then you're going to see that the blood pressure is not high. If I stood on your foot and caused you pain, your blood pressure would go up. So your blood pressure is adapting to the stress. So the medications you're taking are weakening your body's ability to respond to the stressors. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
He also had surgery, Dr. Bergman, in 2017. What was that, L something?
Well, the surgery was to open the canal for the nerve ending because it calcium deposits had built up.
Yeah, so a couple of things you said there doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but that's what the doctor told you. Calcium doesn't radically build up around the nerve. But if the disc gets unstable, then the disc compresses, then the body is going to increase the bone area, okay? And then the idiot doctor is going to call it bone spurs when it's really instability. Okay, you only have about an 85% chance of the pain coming back within 5 years, okay? Only about 80%.
Sooner, 1 year.
Well, okay, so he's ahead of the curve. Jeez. Buddy, you're not suffering.
It only gave me about a year's relief, and then it was back again. But I have a lot of curvature in my vertical spine. And back to the left, and then, of course, it kind of S-curves in the small coccyx area.
Well, that's a duh. And your pelvis is unstable, and you got shitty sleep, I know. Okay, so we got to find the problem and fix it. You can only find it by doing the list of x-rays Justin has. Okay, so we're going to look at the entire structure. And then we got to clean up the blood, okay? Get your blood healthy, and you're going to find out your blood pressure will normalize in about a week, okay? And everything changes really quick. We just got to find a corrective chiropractor in your neck of the woods.
We have a chiropractor that Vicky goes to, and I went to for a while too.
He's not anything he's like in pre-kindergarten compared to where you are. So he doesn't know very much. God bless him.
Yeah, and that's the normal standard one. It's kind of like going to a dentist versus an orthopedic surgeon. An orthopedic dentist, you know. So, you know, you've got to, an orthodontist versus a dentist. If you look at this, you've got to find somebody that's familiar with disc injuries because you can regenerate the disc, but you got to separate the friggin' thing. And then you've got to do a series of adjustments. Like, we'll do post x-rays in 2.5 weeks. But that's 3 adjustments a day, 4 days a week, you know, bam. And then we get the post x-ray. So you can get relief fast and you can see a structural and neurologic change fast. So, you know, but your wife's right. It's really hard to find one that has those protocols.
Dr. Bergman, may I ask you something? I'm afraid of California because we're in Florida and we're not like, we think differently than California. So I'm afraid to even fly. I would rather fly into Mexico, which I'm so afraid of the cartel. I would rather fly to Tijuana than I would California because of everything I hear on television, how you have a funny governor versus our Ron DeSantis. So bottom line is, if I had to go and get treatment, do you go to Tijuana more than just Thursdays, or is it only Thursdays you go there? Because we wouldn't be able to stay, you know, more than 2 or 3 weeks to get to
I'm down there Thursdays and Fridays, and I'm up at the Huntington Beach
and Friday.
Huntington Beach, I'm there Monday through Wednesday. So when you're looking at it, California is crazy, but it's okay. They'll still allow you to walk around without a mask. The cartels are safe. It's not an issue at all in Mexico. If you're going to buy illegal drugs, or if you want to do a hit on a cartel, then they're going to be upset with you. But it's like South Central LA. You don't want to go walking around there for a whole bunch. Okay. So there's dangerous places in, you know, what city do you live in Florida?
Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, cool. You know the areas that you can't walk around at night in St. Petersburg, right? There's a couple of areas.
We don't go there.
Yeah, if you want to buy crack or fentanyl or meth, okay. Yeah, it's the same as any big city. But there is never an issue in TJ. It's all politics. Yeah, so okay. Fly in, bring your passport.
Because we're very...
Take whatever's cheaper. I mean, typically LAX... Yep. Or Orange County Airport are going to be a little bit cheaper than San Diego, but just get the cheapest flight and then get a rental car and you're an hour and a half from one clinic to the other. That way, if we see any blood toxication or if we see any dental issues, like old cavitations, just take a drive down to Mexico and you're there. We pick you up on this side of the border and drive you across.
I don't have that problem.
He has dentures.
Okay, yeah, trust me on this one. When we do a thermography, if they remove the teeth incorrectly, then there could be existing cavitations where they pulled a tooth, but they left the ligament in place, and that can create a subclinical infection. So
I don't question that at all. Plus, he had those things those metals inside to hold the
implants.
Implants, yes. Yeah, yeah, so you're right. You're absolutely right.
I know. Well, that's why we check everybody. Because I like to fix people and have them fixed. You know?
What a concept.
I know. And then show they're fixed. That's why we do the post-test. Yeah, so just make it out. Make it out. Any other questions?
Thank you, Dr. Bergman. Any other questions? Yeah, Tim.
No, it's just the last time she talked to you about this. She was talking about stem cells, but... You said there's no sense in doing them until you get the other stuff fixed. So
yeah,
one thing before the other.
Well, you could do the stem cells. Okay. The problem is if you're not fixing the structural problem, the stem cells will regrow. They'll help a bit. You'll feel better. And then the symptom will come back. So, you know, I was raised
on that.
Single mom, four kids. Okay. So I understand the value of a dollar. So I want to get the most bang for the buck.
You are so forthcoming. I really appreciate that. Because
well, it's
we
it's,
are there. We
it's,
are there.
It's true.
I'm at that age where I'm on a fixed income, so I got to watch the bottom line.
We want the most bang for our dollar. You're right. So we got to come and see you. We want it all.
Everybody's on a fixed income.
I don't know. I did pretty good when I was working.
we'll get you healthy, brother. And thanks for taking care of me.
I love you so much. It's amazing. I never thought I would be in love this late in stage of my life. Like, it's like I'm floating on air. After 8 years, I'm still floating on air. I was like, is this for real? Pinch me. Cool. Dr. Bergman, we love you. We appreciate you. And we are going to come and see you.
She's my stress factor.
What did Solomon say? A wife is worth her weight in gold. No. The wife is always good.
I like being married, and I've been married more than I've been single, so I don't know any other way to do it.
It's habit forming.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We got our questions answered, so we'll let you go to somebody else.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Well, you'll see us in California.
Okay. Amy. Bye-bye. Amy Allen.
Hi.
Hello.
I just had a
hopefully a fairly quick question since I know you've been on for a long time. I recently had a surgery. I had a plate and screws put into my wrist. I definitely am the type of patient where I want it removed, but plus I'm really wanting it also removed because I don't think that my body is truly able to heal right now. I'm still having swelling, and it's been months afterwards, and I still have some pain on the pinky side of it in two different locations that aren't even near where the plate and screws are. And I've had it MRI'd and x-rayed again. They say that there's everything looks great because initially I thought maybe like the screw was poking into something because of how I described the pain.
Yep.
Do you have a good recommendation of a orthopedic surgeon in the Southern California region that knows how to remove plates and screws?
not really. It's pretty much the guy that put it in can take it out.
Okay.
What also happened, have your chiropractor check your elbow and check your neck.
Okay. Because
hit with a hard enough time, usually the plate they put in is in the radius.
Yes, that's where it's at.
I know. But when you fall on that and you break it,
right,
you're talking the end of it is over here in the elbow. And the elbow, that's where you're going to get the pinky symptoms. You're going to be at the ulnar nerve compression.
Okay.
And that's going to be the biggest thing. So have them check your neck, your upper back area, and your elbow. And then they can take the plate out really, really easy. I mean, it's like a simple operation.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so very much. Cause this has been a pain in my butt.
No, butt's lower. I'll see you, dear.
Thank you.
Shelly, are you there? Shelly, please. Shelly, this is the fourth time I'm trying to get you.
Dr. B, I think Shelly put her question in the chat because I don't think her stuff is working.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Shelly to everyone. Oh, is there a good stretch or exercise for a twisted pelvis? Yeah, do that foam piece when you're sitting. So we want to take care of the lumbar up top. So bottom of the elbow is the bottom where this, like an IKEA water bottle diameter goes. That's the bottom of the bottle. 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, because a rotated pelvis has to do with disc injuries in the low back. That's one. The second one is you've got to get your calves stretched and get your knees working correctly. And then you want to stabilize the pelvis. So look at our knee and foot health video and look at our pelvic video. So that's going to stabilize the pelvis, get the calves working correctly. And then the chiropractor is going to start working the tissue in the lumbar. Have him not adjust the twisted pelvis. Do not adjust the pelvis. He's got to correct the lumbar issues first. And the only way to identify that is with a static x-ray, then bending to one side, another x-ray, bending to the other side, another x-ray. And then you've got good data, and then they can correct it. Okay. And that. Now, I think that answered it. Kelly Wyman. Kelly, are you there?
Hello. I was just curious on what you got. Like, okay, so you said heal the joint. So I have a shoulder issue. Heal the joint before you think about coming down for the stem cells. How do you know when you're like, I mean, if you heal the joint, you don't need the stem cells, right?
Well, kind of. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, I'm like the only guy in the world that's got a stem cell clinic that I don't recommend stem cells until you fix the friggin' problem. Then when you fix the problem, you typically don't need them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's for tissue regeneration. So the shoulder isn't the shoulder. Generally, it's a shoulder alarm from a neck problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've got to restore the curve in the neck and then look at the shoulder. Now, one of the greatest exercises for the shoulder is because generally it's the socket that holds it. It's called a labrum. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to be distorted. So you've got four muscles that hold that shoulder into a cup called rotators. If any of those muscles get weak, it doesn't fall out of the socket. It falls up because the deltoid is bringing it up. So you get about a 10 to 20 pound weight, put it in your hand, keep your arms straight. So it'll drop it down, put your palm forward, and you just dangle it. So look at our shoulder exercises. But you've got to correct the neck, got to correct the neck first. So that means getting the curve back in the neck, doing our exercise to get the neck back, making sure the chiropractor is looking at the neck and the thoracic area, because if the rib cage is distorted, that shoulder has 18 muscles that attach it to the rib cage, one bony attachment called the clavicle. So thoracic deviation, cervical spine, and then reform in the labrum. Then after all of that, if there's long-term damage, then stem cells are going to actually friggin' work. And it only costs, like for a shoulder shot, you're only talking like $1,200. Okay. So it's pretty cheap. Okay. It's like it's $1,500 per knee. And had I known that, I would have experimented with this thing like a year ago. Okay. So, you know, I tried and then see and then this, but yeah, I mean, do all of that stuff first. Make sure you got the cervical spine corrected. And then if you do need it, bam, it's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the only question? Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, just because I, you know, have been working on the shoulder video and I've been working on trying to stretch that out and, you know, move the weight back and forth, and it'll feel like it's better and then it's not, and then it's better and it's not. So maybe you're right. Maybe I'm missing something in the neck still. Oh, or, you know, the ribs. I do a lot of sitting for work, so.
For sure. Do that pelvic health video, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, and you'll knock it out.
Perfect.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Macintosh user, iPhone, probably Abby Dancer. That's all the thing I got there. Mac phone user, Pobble Dancer.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm shocked that I'm able to get on at such a late time. You sound like a person I wish I'd spoken to a while ago. I'm due to get full hip replacement surgery in 2 days. And, I have a, what do you call that? Osteoarthritis in the hip ball joint, and half of the, seems like about half of it's bone on bone and half of it's not.
Well, are you able to sit?
I can sit, but it's very hard to walk.
Darling, it's not bone on bone. Okay.
Well, what about the
hun. Okay. What about the osteoarthritis? What is osteoarthritis? Osteoarthritis is from
Trump.
No, it's not. We're blessed with two ears and one mouth. You're supposed to listen now.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay. So listen, osteoarthritis is from a trauma. That is from an accident. Osteoarthritis can go away.
Oh.
Osteoarthritis can go away. And if you're able to stand and sit, that means that that hip can bend to 90 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
So get a trochant. What part of the world do you live in?
Bay Area.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that used to be a nice place to live. Okay. So you got to get a trochanter support. Okay. And this you can pick up from the local sporting goods store. But just putting that on, putting the trochanter support on, will make a difference in your hip pain. So this will start to make you aware that even though you've got the surgeon saying it's bone on bone, you got the general MD saying it's bone on bone, you put the trochanter support on, you're going to notice a decrease in pain, because it's not just the hip joint that's the issue. To have osteoarthritis that can show up on an x-ray, that takes 5 to 10 years minimum. Okay. So you probably had some type of issue there for a while.
Yeah, I did.
That also means that your foot isn't working correctly. It means your knees aren't working correctly. It means the lumbar is not working correctly. It means there's more likely poor sleep patterns. Okay. All of this stuff has to be corrected first.
How do you spell that trochia? What?
Trochanter. T-R-O-C-H-A-N-T-E-R. Trochanter.
Okay. And okay. What is it, like something to support it?
No, it's a belt that goes around right below the top of your hips.
Okay.
If you look at our pelvic health video, that's going to make a difference. That's going to make a difference.
Would it be on that video that you're talking about?
Sure as hell is, dear.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then you got to get your knees reshaped. We got to turn sitting into therapy. So this way, the nerves that supply the hip come out of the junction of the rib cage and low back. So you're going to be putting like an IKEA water bottle at the bottom of the elbows is the bottom of the bottle, and right going horizontally on the spine, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. So that's going to change it. You're going to see there's going to be calf stretches. Okay, mm-hmm. That's going to be huge. You're going to get off of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, no Advil, Motrin, or Aleve.
No, okay. I don't do those. No.
Thank God.
I don't do any drugs. No.
Those destroy the building block of cartilage. And mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed. I mean, it's you're going to see. I mean, I've heard bone on bone for shit as long as I've, you know, been a baby doctor, okay, you know, for 27 years. And mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
Okay, I think he was going on about the osteoarthritis and the collapse of the muscles around it.
Yeah, which the osteoarthritis isn't going to cause the collapse of the muscles. Altered biomechanics will. Osteoarthritis is an adaptation from past trauma.
Yeah, I broke my coccyx bone.
I know. So we know the pelvis trauma has been there for a while. And there's also going to be disc injuries we're going to see. You got to get to a corrective chiropractor ASAP. Now, there's one guy, Awender, Joey Awender, Awender. He's up in the Bay Area.
Awender.
Yeah. And I don't know if he works with hip regeneration, but he is a good principal chiropractor, second generation. And he might be a good guy to look up.
Would he do the, what's that? One right at the base of the neck that starts with an A, the apex or?
Oh, axis.
Is that axis. It? Yeah. Do you think he would look at that too?
Yeah.
I can feel a intense pressure right there constantly.
Darling, in order to fix a hip, okay, in order to fix a hip, you've got to fix the physical, chemical, and emotional stress. That means for anyone with a hip issue, I'm taking x-rays of the neck, the mid-back, the low back. I'm looking at the blood. I'm looking at dental toxicities. I'm looking at the health of the blood to see if the blood can filter out into the joints because all the joints are hydraulic. What you can do for pain relief for the hip and also will help heal the hip is put heat on the hip. Moist heat, like a damp cloth in a microwave, moist heat right over that hip is going to make a huge difference.
What really felt great is acupuncture, but it doesn't last long.
But then again, acupuncture is only going to be changing some of the pain sensors going up. It's not going to be regenerating the bone on bone. So it's not bone on bone. I'm telling you, hon, the pain is there for a reason.
Well, okay. What about these clinics that you're talking about? That sounds exciting to me. How would I get in to know when I'm prepared enough to get stem cells?
Hon, if you've got a passport, okay, get on a flight down to San Diego or get in the car and drive. From San Francisco area, I could make it in 9 hours to the border.
You said there's a van I go to San Diego and how do I arrange that?
Call up American Holistic Care or American Biodental and talk to my team down there that answers the phones. They're friggin' amazing. They'll line up the pickup at the airport. They'll line up the transportation across. They'll line up your hotel room. They'll line up the dental exam. They'll line up the all the nerve scans that we do. Okay, they'll line up everything, and then they'll pick you up. They're really cool. Bruno will probably pick you up. When you see him, he looks like a Bruno.
So I just look up American Biodental.
Or American Holistic Care Tijuana. American Holistic Care Tijuana.
I'm getting a lot of pressure from the surgeon. He said, I better come in now.
You're kidding. A surgeon wants to do surgery? I got to write that down. I've never heard of that before.
Well, because I canceled it once. You said if I cancel it again, they're just not going to accept it.
Oh, of course. Of course, you bad girl. We're going to slap you on the wrist because you're not following orders. Okay, God, forget threats. If you had an auto mechanic like that, you'd fire him. There's enough surgeons out there. You're not going to run out of surgeons.
Okay, another question. Oh, well, if I want to clean the blood, would ozone therapy help?
Okay, so why is the blood dirty? Okay, how do you measure the blood? Okay, so this is for everybody, darling.
Okay,
it's a rhetorical question. The blood is going to have either heavy metal toxicity, and which means the cells are going to be stacked. Did you have the COVID shot?
Absolutely not.
Okay, cool. So the cells are going to be either overlapping or in a roll of coin formation. So we'll even see parasites in the blood. We'll see all sorts of things. But the live blood cell analysis shows you that there are stressors. Now, that means that, you know, we got to change the sleep pattern. So you're sleeping through the night, not getting up to pee. We need to make sure you're processing nutrients well to get you up to 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. So you're getting the raw materials to build healthy cells. Okay, and then we can decide whether you need blood ozone or an EDT chelation. Okay, both of those could be good, but we use the live blood cell analysis to direct that. And then if you get the EDT chelation, a couple hours later, we got to give you minerals. If you get the blood ozone that we do in Mexico, then you got to follow that up a couple hours later with an antioxidant. And then based on what we're looking at, the antioxidants either going to be one or the other, glutathione or vitamin C. So this way it's done. It's not done by magic. You're fixing the tissue production problem. And then you're also separating the cells and making sure the blood's healthy. Okay. Make sense?
Yeah. Where would I find out if what nutrition support my body needs to set through the blood analysis that you just said?
That's the blood analysis. Yeah.
Live blood, not dark.
I figure what we do for, and this is going to sound ridiculous, it's $350, covers the exam, all the x-rays, the live blood cell analysis, the complete blood cell analysis, which measures all types of markers, a digital dental exam, three nerve scans, a full torso thermography, and a report. So you get all of that data and an adjustment if I find stuff that I can fix.
Well, that's if I could make it to the clinic, right?
Or yeah, or you know,
not mailing things in.
No, like, no one. Okay, go to UPS, ship your body down to the clinic, and then we'll be able to do all the tests.
Okay. No, Mexico's different. I should check it out.
Okay, my dear.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, hon. Mm-hmm. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Shelly. Last time, darling. Okay, Shelly's not there. Mohammed, are you there, brother? Oh, I think I accidentally muted you. Okay, good.
Okay. Hello, Dr. V. How are you?
I'm really good, man. Really good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How is your knee now? I hope it's getting better.
Oh, yeah. Way better. Way better. Fantastic. Okay. Okay,
good. I have a question about Epsom salt. What could go wrong with the long-term use of Epsom salt orally?
Long-term use of what?
Epsom salt.
Epsom salt.
Magnesium sulfate.
Oh, stem cells.
No. Epsom salt.
Epsom salts. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Magnesium sulfate.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing it long term, because if you're taking it inside internally, one of the reasons it's so fantastic for cleaning you out is because your body recognizes it as bad, so it flushes you out. Okay, so you don't want to have that increased peristalsis for a longer time. You know, you shouldn't even need to do that, because if you're having to take Epsom salts orally to stimulate your bowel movement, it means that there's some kind of stressor. It means there's not normal bowel movement. To use Epsom salts externally to draw out the toxins, it can dry out the skin. So that's when you need to do coconut oil afterwards. But yeah, you're not going to need to use Epsom salts for a while.
I know it's always better to fix the real problem, but I can't do it now, just temporarily.
There's other ways to also do it. Like one you can do is get about 16 ounces, which is a little bit less than half a liter of water, hot water, almost as hot as tea. Okay, and this is, you can put a little sea salt in there, but no lemon, no lime, nothing like that. And you got to drink it down in the space of 1 minute, and do this first thing in the morning. So you get this pound of hot water in your tummy. Then you put your elbows on the kitchen counter, stand away from your counter. And so you're going to force your tummy out and force it in, force it out and force it in over about 3 minutes. And that's going to help the peristalsis. Plus, diaphragmatic breathing throughout the day, where you're forcing your tummy out and then blow out. So you're physically moving that gut in and out. That's going to help with lymph flow. It's going to help with everything. You can also put moist heat on your tummy, because that's going to rush blood to the area, and that's going to help with the peristalsis. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. When I do the diaphragmatic breathing, sometimes I get reflux I do it too much.
Okay, then look at, there's a self-adjusting hiatal hernia that you could do. Yeah. Okay, and this is... You've done that? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would do that before you diaphragmatic breathe, but that also means that there's probably a neck issue, because the nerve to the diaphragm comes out of C3, C4, and C5. So if that nerve is compromised, then you're not going to be able to have a healthy muscle function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any other exercise I can do for the neck rather than this exercise?
The intermittent pressure, where you're pulling down, looking up, and then straight ahead. So you're looking up, not back. But just, you have to have some kind of pivot point, and this could be like a dish towel, or if you use a t-shirt, you're going to stretch it out. You know, but that type of movement throughout the day is fantastic, because that's where discs get their nutrients. They get it through imbibition. Yeah. So that movement will help a lot.
How about pulling the head, like the adjustment you do? I asked someone to do this adjustment, but it doesn't help.
Are they a chiropractor doing an adjustment?
No. Just
okay.
So
4 months ago, I'm going through a market in Thailand, and I see this guy with a hammer and a block of wood, and he's hitting people on the back. And so I think, I've seen that before. What could possibly go wrong? Bam! Numbness and tingling down both of my arms. I scream like a teenage girl. Okay. It's weird. Yeah, you got to have someone skilled, brother. I'm with you on trying it. It's okay.
It seems just like a decompression exercise for me. Yeah.
I know, man. Yeah.
Okay. I have another question about HCl, hydrochloric acid. You said you don't recommend do it for more than a month.
Yes, sir.
Why is that? And what if what will happen if I do it more than a month?
You get used to it. You get used to it. Your body gets used to it. And that's a tough part, okay, because you need acid in your stomach for the muscle on top of the stomach, the lower esophageal sphincter, to be tightened up. So you need that acid in the stomach. So this is why the hiatal hernia, getting the neck curve adjusted, or getting the curve in the neck back, use intermittent movement as well as static like that. Okay, those are both going to help a lot. But you want to fix the sleep habits. So do the sleep restrictive therapy. You got to do the I am exercises throughout the day. I am healthy. I'm dynamic. The neurolinguistic program. And all of that, dealing the physical, chemical, and emotional, then you're going to have a healthy amount of stomach acid production. You might want to also start doing juicing and blending. That'll make a difference as well.
Yeah. I have another question about parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Should a healthy person be worried about parasites and getting in contact with animals, especially if I know that they have parasites?
Every human being has parasites. It's parasitic overgrowth that's an issue. And this is one of the reasons that ivermectin is so popular in every tropical country on the world, because it's from, I think it's from a mold or mushrooms or something. I think it's a mold that, or a mushroom that the Japanese discovered. So it keeps parasites in check. But knowing that everybody has them, and you need parasites. Without parasites, you don't live. So it's parasitic overgrowth. So if you can get a hold of an organic pineapple, or papaya, organic non-GMO papaya, the seeds in there, the little black seeds, just do a couple of tablespoons of those, chew them up. They're absolutely disgusting. They taste like medicine. And then follow it with a couple of glasses of water. And if you do that once a month, you're going to be fine. Then a normal healthy person doesn't have to worry about it. But we can actually see parasites on the live blood cell analysis. Okay. And so we know that that's an issue.
Yeah. Okay. About juicing, could juicing be a problem with leaky gut?
Yeah, anything can be a problem with leaky gut, because the proteins that aren't tempered by digestion can get through the holes in the gut. And the gut, that's usually caused by yeasts. And they have a little tendril that bores holes in the intestinal tract, or anything that has antibiotic properties like glyphosates is really common. And medications can bore holes in the gut. So juicing can have a negative effect on that. Or it can get
sometimes unbalanced. Yeah, sometimes after just 1 or 2 hours after taking the juice, I feel low in energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that might be the problem.
It could be, but it could also be now the juicing, you're going to have tons of enzymes in there. That's why you're juicing raw stuff. You might want to try a little papaya enzyme that has, or any complete digestive enzyme, and that would take the place of the betaine hydrochloric acid too. So you need a complete one. It's going to have three things to digest: protein, fats, and carbohydrates, or protease, lipase, and amylase. And so as long as you have all three of those, you're going to be able to digest everything. Okay, so try that with the juice and with each meal, and that should mellow it out some.
Papaya enzyme, you said, right?
But papaya enzymes, they make enzymes out of papaya, and but look at the label to make sure they have those three: the lipase, amylase, and protease.
Yeah, is it available in the shop, Bergman shop, holistic care shop?
Oh yeah, should be. It should be. Yeah. But yeah. Enzymes are going to be great, because like the series of getting over digestive issues, first people are put on Pepcid or Zantac or something, okay? And then they get to the betaine hydrochloric acid. Then they get to the digestive enzymes. Then they get to the juicing and blending. And then the gut's healed, as long as you're addressing the underlying. Stop me if this sounds familiar.
Sure. Of course, of course. Final question, Dr. B. Black pepper. Why I can't handle it when I take black pepper? When black pepper?
Oh.
Yeah. When I take it, black pepper and green pepper. Green pepper make me feel cold after using it for daily basis. Mm-hmm. Black pepper make me feel hot, like I am getting sick or something.
Yep. It's a heat generating herb. What you might want to try, because there's going to be something underlying, like, man, as soon as you get your butt over here, we're going to do a live blood cell analysis of you. That would be like totally cool. Okay.
Yeah, I am working on it.
Look at turmeric. If you can get a hold of turmeric root. Okay. A turmeric root, that is going to be essential. Because that with the black powder has a or a black pepper has a synergistic effect, and it's an adaptogen. So utilizing the turmeric root with the black pepper will desensitize your system on the black pepper, and also you got the powerful antioxidants, anti-cancer. It increases tissue production. Turmeric is amazing. Yeah. If you can get a hold of turmeric.
I have tried, and I will try chlorine dioxide. I am just waiting it to deliver.
Yeah, it works really good, brother.
Yeah. The protocol where they put one drop, and the other way when making it from gas.
Yeah.
I hear you say that the gas is better and less side effect, and the drop is maybe cause diarrhea, and that might be a good thing for me with the constipation. So I will try the drop thing first.
I like it better, okay, just because it has a more diffusion, and then you end up with a half a liter of extreme concentrate that stays in the fridge for years, and you just take a little bit of that out and put it in the water. I like it a lot better.
Yeah. I have read the book Forbidden Health, and I read something about drinking seawater.
Yep, there is. There is seawater, sea minerals. I'm telling you, we're getting back to old school stuff, but that's fantastically good.
I will try that. I will try that.
You're amazing, man.
Thank you, Dr. B. I hope you. I see you soon. I am working about getting to Mexico.
God bless you, man. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Dr. B.
And the last question is from Sherry. What to do, suggestions for an infected uterus. Yes, heat. Look at our women's health video with the ovarian cysts and uterine fibroids. There's topical oils you could put. There's detoxing. And look at all the sulfur-containing vegetables like garlic, onions, turmeric, or cabbage. All of those are going to be good. 2 hours, 46 minutes. That was fun. I love you all. This is I honestly look forward to this every month. So thank you so much for making it this week, because next week I'll be in North Carolina. God bless you all. You guys are warriors. You guys are making the world better. God bless you.